Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Trump border czar Tom Homan says more than 1,000 immigration enforcement agents have now been removed from Minnesota. But those investigating the storming of a church by anti-ICE agitators remain, along with agents investigating allegations of fraud on a massive scale. Following the progress in Minnesota, Homan tells Face the Nation he's looking to flood the zone with immigration enforcement in so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. Savannah Guthrie is out with the new video as a search for her mother goes on.
The night she went missing, Nancy Guthrie's doorbell camera captured footage of a masked man wearing what appeared to be thick black gloves. A few days after her disappearance, detectives came across a glove found in a field near her home. And FBI officials now say it appears to match those seen in the surveillance video. DNA found on the glove has been sent for analysis. Marking 2 weeks since her mother was last seen, Savannah Guthrie issued another heartfelt plea.
I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late.
That report from the BBC's David Willis. Congressional Democrats still not satisfied with the Trump administration's release of the Epstein files. They're clamoring for more. Following the release of millions of pages, Attorney General Pam Bondi says all relevant information is now public. It's a new week and still no progress on ending the latest partial government shutdown. This one affects the Department of Homeland Security. TSA agents are working without pay this week. No trading on Wall Street today. The markets are closed for President's Day after ending higher on Friday. The Dow reopens tomorrow at 49,500. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improve my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had two big wrecks early this morning. There was a wreck that closed most of the lanes for a while on the BW Parkway northbound in Prince George's County at Route 197. I just looked at that, and it looks like now that most of the lanes are open from what we can see from the camera shot northbound. We're still getting a few brake lights, but much better than it was even 15 minutes ago. And then about 45 minutes ago, we had a wreck southbound on I-97 at 648. They were in the process now of clearing everything from the shoulder, and there's really no impact at all. But just a heads up, if you're south on I-97 down through the Ferndale area in Adair Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking more clouds than sunshine today with highs in the cool mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 30s. More clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
35 degrees in White Marsh and 34 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A city police officer is injured after being struck by a vehicle in downtown Baltimore overnight Sunday. It happened as officers were looking into a report of an armed person shortly before 1 a.m. in the 800 block of West Lombard Street. Police say during the investigation, one officer was hit by a car and he fired his gun. The officer was taken to shock trauma with a leg injury, but there's no update on the extent of his injuries. Police say so far there's been no arrest and the investigation remains active and ongoing. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer is asking the county council to hold an emergency session Tuesday regarding a possible ICE office in Hunt Valley. Klossmeyer says the General Services Administration has leased office space, and while there's no word on how it will be used, the council should consider legislation for necessary and appropriate guardrails. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 098, the pick 4, 2412. 6:05 on Casey and Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number 1. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. First official full squad workout for the Birds today in Sarasota as the team is now just 4 days away from opening Grapefruit League play. Against the Yanks, newly acquired right-hander Chris Bassett making his way in the clubhouse. Bassett, a member of the Jays last year, and pitched in 7 postseason games for Toronto, 8.2 innings pitched and 1 run allowed. Quite a finish at the Great American Race yesterday in Daytona.
And then Reddick to the top side. He's got help. Riley Herbst, his teammate. Reddick drops to the bottom. Alongside Elliott, in the wall goes Herbst, and Tyler Reddick comes to the line.
Wow.
A shower of sparks behind him.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
Didn't really hear of him all day long until the last lap.
Bad call on Fox. Tyler Reddick survives a wild ride in the Daytona 500 that featured a 20-car crash involving 3-time winner Denny Hamlin and best Chase Elliott as he crashes on the final lap. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's on to the knockout round for U.S. hockey. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland's Monday, February 16th, 2026, President's Day. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Maryland sheriffs vow to work with ICE despite the ban that the governor signed on Friday. The SAVE Act needs saving, we'll explain. But a top story here, once again, it's another day and still yet another national television appearance with Governor Tax and Spend More on the CBS Town Hall last night with Norah O'Donnell. And once again, this is an opportunity for him to bash and slam the president of the United States. Once again, to deny that he's running for president in 28. And you can tell he's really concerned about the problems in Maryland when it takes the second half hour of the program before he even mentions Maryland's energy crisis. But here's what he said about the president and vice president.
When I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well. And so I just think there are just fundamental disagreements that I have with the president and the vice president, but also the language, the behavior, the ignorance. It's not just beneath the office. It's beneath this country, because I think this country is better than that.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing, that when history looks back on presidents and governors, they will remember a two-term president, the greatest political comeback of all time, versus a governor who was running his state into the ground. History, I don't think, is going to be kind to Governor Tax and Spend More. But then again, he once again was asked whether or not he's going to run for president. And of course, we all know he is. You know, these denials, everybody did it. Hillary Clinton did it. Obama did it. They went and ran for president anyway. But again, he's playing the game.
I'm not running for president.
But you're not saying that you won't ever run.
I don't see a reason. I love my job.
Okay.
And I love what I'm doing.
But you're not very good at it. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you might love the job, maybe because you don't really have to excel at it in a state that's dominated by Democrats, and you have a supermajority progressive Marxist lunatic crowd in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. So you really don't have to be very good at your job. You just got to show up in this state. Of course, the voters might think otherwise. We'll see. He did allegedly, and this is kind of a strange clip because in it he's like talking out of both sides of his mouth. It seems at first he's criticizing Joe Biden for the immigration issue, and then he gives him credit for it at the end. Listen, it's very weird.
Well, I definitely think that the former president did not have this right. We needed to do more. That I don't think anyone can argue that we had the system worked out under President Biden. Immigration has been an issue that we as a country have punted on for a very long time.
Yeah, it's just weird. He said he didn't think he had it worked. Then he went on to say that it's just a bizarre answer from his town hall last night. And then finally, in the second half of the program, the governor discovered, hey, we've got an energy crisis here in the state of Maryland. And his answer? Oh, more rebates.
We have not done enough to be able to really fortify the grid to get more energy options. We've provided last year $200 million in rebates to Marylanders to make sure we're putting more money back in their pocket.
Yeah, $40, a total of three $40 rebates. I did get mine just the other day, but I think it's the Baltimore Banner did the analysis on this, and they came, when you weigh it all against the increases versus the rebates, the average Marylander, wait for it, you're 80 cents to the good, all right? About 80 cents. That's how much this guy has helped us in this energy crisis. By the way, John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate, will be here in our 8 o'clock hour to discuss the energy crisis and respond to Governor Moore's PJM cap on increases in the future as well. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
It's President's Day today.
It is. President Johnson.
Oh.
President now of the IBF.
Well, that's true. There are different presidents, you know.
Yes.
But the two that matter, Lincoln and George, you know.
Right.
should be a little bit lighter today. I was walking in this morning, thought, can't be too bad. Walk right into two big wrecks around 5:15 this morning, both of which have now cleared. One was on the BW Parkway northbound after 197 back to normal there. And then southbound I-97 in Ferndale at Route 648. At one point, that had it down to one lane for about 40 minutes. All of that is gone. We're actually in good shape right now, looking at both harbor tunnels. And for the early ride, the left tube is the busier one right now, but nothing major at all right through there. And we can see 895 next door. Good conditions there. On the Beltway west side, a very minor buildup. Couple of brake lights between I-70 and Route 40 on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, mid-40s overnight in the low 30s. Tomorrow again, clouds, low 50s. Wednesday and Thursday, we could be in the mid to upper 50s, and that's good news. Right now it's 34 in Annapolis, 34 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Sex workers in Nevada have petitioned to form a labor union called the United Brothel Workers. Apparently they want a form of better wages, working conditions, and they just don't like always being accused of lying down on the job. One of the Canadian Olympic curling teams has been accused of cheating by one of the Swedish teams. It's a first for Olympic curling. Something exciting actually has happened.
Oh, curling.
Curling. Woo, 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 woo. $150 can now buy you a pair of Lego Crocs. It's a pair of Croc sandals that look like Lego bricks. Okay? Instead of stepping on them, you step into them. They hurt, by the way.
Jeez. Why would you pay that?
I don't know. Let's see. Former CNN host Don Lemon pleaded not guilty to federal civil rights charges on Friday that he illegally entered a church. As a lefty, it was probably the first time he ever stepped foot in a church.
Yeah. Why is he a Lemon and not a lemon?
That's right. It's a French thing.
Yeah, he's a French thing. Not as much as I am.
The Olympic Village in Milan has run out of condoms,
no
apparently.
Kidding. Wow.
Helmets and goggles aren't the only things they're wearing for protection.
Wow.
In Milan.
No wonder those skiers have weak legs.
Yeah, exactly. And do you remember what Obama said about aliens?
I did.
Yeah, here's what he said about the existence of aliens here on Earth.
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
Wow. He says they're real, but he hasn't seen them. How do you know that they're real, then? You haven't seen any physical evidence. I knew somebody was going to make a Big Mike joke when it came to that, but that's just pouring gasoline on the fire. Today's President's Day. Do you have a favorite fictional TV and or movie president? Mine is Bill Pullman in Independence Day. Remember the we won't go quietly into the night speech when they were battling the aliens?
Right.
That I just love that speech, and that's my favorite. Did you have one, Chuck?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I like the movie Lincoln. What was that guy's name that played Lincoln?
Was that Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Right, Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah, he was good.
What a hell of a job that was.
He was very good in that. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I like the movie from the 90s, Dave, starring Kevin Klein.
Yes.
Who technically is not the president,
right,
but he looks alike. And actually, during the Biden administration, there was some interesting, did this tell the truth later on? Where we had lots of Bidens, but it is a good movie.
Dave finished number 5.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Klein.
Okay,
Dave. Morgan Freeman was number 16. Deep Impact. Gina Davis as Mackenzie Allen and Commander in Chief. John Travolta played the president in Primary Colors. Jack Nicholson in Mars Attacks. He was hilarious in that. Jeff Bridges in The Contender. Billy Bob Thornton, one of my favorite actors, in Love Actually. Idris Elba in House of Dynamite. That's a recent thing. James Marsden in Paradise on Hulu. Pullman, number 8, Independence Day. Peter Sellers in Doctor Strangelove.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Haysbert in the series 24. Kevin Klein as Dave. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Selena Meyer in Veep. Harrison Ford, Air Force One.
Right.
Michael Douglas in The American President. And number 1, Martin Sheen in The West Wing. I never really watched that, so didn't really like it. By the way, a new study out saying that the Baltimore accent is quietly disappearing from everyday lingo. 3,000 people were studied. And, again, apparently, it used to be one of the top 10 dialects. It's now still number 8, but it's dropping like a rock. And they're saying that the reason why is that the number of parents and grandparents that speak Baltimorese are dying off and disappearing, and with it the dialect, which is unfortunate. Because Baltimorese is, just makes it, you know immediately when somebody's from Baltimore when you hear the Baltimore dialect.
Sure. So, well, maybe we could teach a class.
There's a good idea. Would you teach it online? Would it be a virtual class?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do that. I think that's a great idea. We could get you and Maggie. to be professors of Balmerie's.
All I have to do is get my niece Debbie.
Yeah.
And let her just stand there for about 25 minutes. Everybody would be indoctrinated.
Here's the reason why. 70% of people said they would rather their children speak General American. Only 30% want their kids to inherit the local accent. Yet when the same group was asked whether the government should fund dialect preservation efforts, 56% said yes. In other words, people want their kids to sound neutral, but they still want the culture preserved. So that's kind of an unusual contradiction.
Yeah.
So the Baltimore accent is starting to slip away.
No.
Got to preserve it.
Never had it. My parents were from Virginia.
Right.
And I remember, you know, I was living out there off Frederick Avenue, and you hear people say, yeah, well, I got to water the stuff off the pavement. I said, payment.
Right.
My mom grew up on Hanover Street.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, no, that's, look, if you're born here, you get a much better chance of having the accent. I was an Army brat, so I lived all over the place. So,
right.
But there are friends of mine that are, you know, have very thick Baltimore accents, and it's kind of great, kind of unique, and certainly one that we should preserve, I think.
It is. We like to knock it, but it is kind of cool.
Yeah. How about Charlie Hickman?
Yeah. Oh, man.
One of the all-time greats, huh?
Hey, leader.
Shrimpy toast.
Call a cab.
That's right. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Once again, do you believe Governor Taxson spend more when he denies that he's going to run for president in 2028? He kind of basically shucks and jives and dodges and dances and sidesteps and so on and so forth. I don't believe him for a second because we have all these national shows. Now, and you don't need this. You should be focused like a laser beam on Maryland's issues. Right now, the energy crisis is a big one. So give us a call, let us know, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Use the mobile app to text into the show as well. You know, our good friends at Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling started off just as electricians, electrical service, and they would do all of your interior, exterior wiring, whether it was, wall switch, or circuit breakers, fuses, ceiling lights, landscaping as well. They did all of that. And then, of course, they branched out into the HVAC arena, and they bring that same commitment to excellence and service there as they did with their electric service. So right now, we're still got about another 4 or 5 weeks to go before winter is over and spring arrives. Make sure that you're, of course, we did a little break from the really extreme cold temperatures over the weekend. But make sure now's a good time to get them out there. Schedule a maintenance check on your system today. Call 410-876-9404. Tell them I sent you to call. I told you to call. 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, here's the king of all traffic and Mr. Buddha Johnson.
One of the supervisors at transit traffic when I was there said, you know, Chuck, I'm going uptown to the Lyric. I'm going to go down and see the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Swear to God.
That's a classic.
Bless his heart. That's where he was going. Go to see the Symphony Orchestra on. The tunnels are running okay with the lanes open. A little busy southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but the pace is still good. Then after that, towards 95 and Russell Street and 395, looks like we're doing okay. I see a little bit of fog over the street lights, but not so much at the ground level. So we'll keep an eye on that. JFX, if you're downtown early this morning, you're clear from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown at Fayette Street and into the Orleans Street area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, mid-40s right now with 35 in Millersville, 35 in Middle River. More from the CBS Town Hall with Nora O'Donnell. Yet another national television appearance for the governor who would be president. And that would be tax and spend more. And here, I think this is unmitigated audacity for him to talk about leadership.
I believe deeply that leadership means building a table that everyone has a seat. I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means letting everyone know that there's a place for you too.
Oh, really? As you try to wipe out Republicans here in the state of Maryland, that's leadership? Everyone has a seat at the table, and you're trying to remove any representation for the party that's about 32-33% of the state? That's not leadership. That is pandering and bending the knee to the national Democrats and the progressive Marxists that are running the show, like Hakeem Jeffries. And then this integrity, stolen valor, all the embellishments that we've called, all the basic lies and prevarications and misrepresentations you've been caught in. There's a pattern here that tells us that this isn't about leadership at all. And then when he was discussing the uninvite from President Trump, I think this is a very interesting clip because he's going to bring God into the subject.
The president is set to welcome the National Governors Association, that's a bipartisan group, to the White House. And I know that you are vice chair of that group. And yet President Trump has said that you are not invited because, in his words, you're, quote, not worthy. Why do you think President Trump has singled you out?
Well, I can't speak to the president's heart. I can speak to his actions. And I do want to be clear to the president respectfully. You do not determine my worthiness. God determines my worthiness. The people of Maryland determine my worthiness. They are who I answer to, not him. And I've been very clear with the people of my state that I will work with anyone, but I will bow down to no one. And I think the president has a problem with that. And so I will work with cabinet secretaries and agency heads. I will work with anybody if it means that they're going to advance the issues and for the people of Maryland. And especially if it's going to help to address some of the issues that I think are being inspired by the policies of the Trump-Vance administration. But if the point of the meeting that he singled me out and told me I'm disinvited from, but if the point of the meeting is to turn it into name calling or to follow what he did in this most recent tweet, which is full of lies and it's ignorant and it's unhinged. If the point of the meeting is that, then my answer to the president is very clear. Nah, I'm good.
Meaning you won't go.
Oh, I'm good. Oh, I will not go. Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, this is a guy that has done nothing but criticize President Trump, that is something that you expect. He claims to be transparent. He claims to be bipartisan. And this thing about worthiness, President Trump can determine. It's his White House dinner. He can invite whoever he wants to invite, and he can deem whether you're worthy or not to come to the White House. That's his prerogative. And then he mentions God, and that God will be the one that judges. And that's true. God will be the one. But I'm just wondering how God will react when he knows that you've been the poster child for enshrining abortion into the killing of babies into the Maryland state constitution. That happened on your watch, sir. It happened on your term. So I don't think you're morally worthy, nor presidential timber as well. Let's take some phone calls here, and let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. First of all, I wish you all a happy President's Day holiday. Look, the only question I have for Governor Taxmore is this. He's spending so much time focusing on higher office, lambasting President Trump, and doing everything that's not in the best sense of the state. He's only spent very little time dealing with the state of Maryland issues. I have never heard of anybody in an office spending so much time, whether it's a mayor, city council, for anything, spending so much time thinking about higher office all the time, not even dealing with what they have right now. So why don't he just resign, have Lieutenant Governor Miller moved up to take his position. He'll have to look for a new lieutenant governor. And he can spend the next 2 years until the next, assuming there's a presidential election in the secular year 2028, where he can spend all the full time running for president and running his mouth. He's not doing anything for the state. He's raising taxes. He's having baby killed and so forth. So what do you think about him having a quick resignation?
Well, I don't think he's going to resign, because if he resigns, it puts a dent in his armor for running for president, because he needs that reelection to power him to fundraise and get before, you know, this is why he's building himself up on these national programs, Mark. But listen, that's an interesting thought. Thanks for the call. Don't forget, Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Up next, more of your calls and comments, and the SAVE Act needs saving. It's 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A 19-year-old man is facing charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a 14-year-old boy in Aberdeen last month. According to the Baltimore Sun, Damon Griffin is charged with first-degree assault and several gun-related crimes for pointing the stolen firearm at the teen during an argument in early January. Police carried out a search warrant at Griffin's home last Thursday, and investigators say they found the stolen gun. Griffin was ordered held without bail. Baltimore City's second annual Black History Month parade takes place today. Mayor Brandon Scott will be joining city officials, residents, and cultural leaders to honor Baltimore's heritage and history. The city is encouraging participants and parade viewers to wear clothing that pays tribute to iconic figures who have shaped the nation. The parade steps off at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Utah Street at noon. The parade will travel south along MLK Jr. Boulevard and west on Baltimore Street before disbanding between Fremont Avenue and Poppleton Street. And the Baltimore City Department of Transportation says there will be some temporary road closures and parking restrictions in effect for today's Black History Month parade. Spectators are asked to arrive early and use public parking facilities in surrounding areas. The city says all posted parking restrictions will be strictly enforced, and vehicles parked in violation will be ticketed and towed. Drivers in the area should be aware of temporary traffic stops. For the safety of parade participants, motorists should expect delays and are encouraged to use alternate routes. The Charm City Circulator will operate during regular service hours with a detour along the Orange Route from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And a town hall meeting with Maryland Governor Wes Moore aired on CBS television Sunday night. During the program that was recorded last week, the governor said he's not considering a run for the White House. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're good on the Beltway early this morning. And again, it is President's Day today. It's going to be a little bit lighter through the area, so nothing major right now. 795 down to Frederick Road. The Parkville side is clear. The inner loop at Green Spring, no problems. Just a quick check at both the Harbor Tunnels. And we continue clear, primarily southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And also on 895, we have a good trip right now through Annapolis. All the lanes are open at the Bay Bridge, and then we're clear over the Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and clear at the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking more clouds than sunshine today with highs in the cool mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 30s. More clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sarasota going to be hopping this morning with the full contingent of Orioles running around, talking about the first full squad workout getting underway this morning, minus Jackson Holliday and Jordan Westberg, of course. Newly acquired Chris Bassitt is there and explains, besides for the money, what drew him to Baltimore.
Number one reason is a chance to win, and not just win a couple games, but it's win a World Series, and I think this team has the ability to do that.
Bassitt, of course, pitched in the World Series last year for the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, GM Mike Elias likes what he's put together in the offseason for Baltimore.
We are very excited about this team. We have a really good energy here in Sarasota, and there's so much talent, and I think all the players are really energized.
O's make a bullpen move yesterday as well, acquiring right-hander Jackson Kowar from the Twins for cash considerations. Colin Selby was put on the 60-day IL to make room. Kowar, 29 years of age, was a first-round pick by the Royals in the 2018 draft, has pitched for four organizations to an .821 earned run average in 54 Major League games. Meanwhile, just up the road in Daytona, Tyler Reddick with an extremely emotional win in the Great American Race.
I know, last year was really hard for all of us, hard for me. When you're a Cup driver and you get to this level and drive for Michael Jordan, you know, it's expected you win every single year.
In October of 25, it was revealed that Reddick's newborn son, Rookie, was diagnosed with a tumor in his chest that was affecting his heart. And on the professional side, Reddick went winless for the entire 2025 season. Olympic highlights over the weekend. It was in Milano Cortina, becoming a coronation for U.S. speed skater Jordan Stolz, once again taking on the Netherlands' Yannick Debeau in the 500 meter.
Debeau making his move to the inside. Stolz looking to hold him off on the outside. They are so close here, coming to the line. Jordan Stolz outsteps Yannick Debeau. 33.79. Another Olympic record.
Wow. Call on NBC Sports. The 21-year-old Stolz joining fellow Wisconsin native Eric Heiden. Remember him? Is the only men to win the 500 and 1,000 meters in the same Olympics. U.S. men's hockey enters the knockout round, and they are unbeaten.
Here's Tate Thompson, has a power play goal here in Milan. Quinn Hughes with a shot. Puck loose. They score!
Kenny Albert with the call on NBC. U.S. captain Austin Matthews with a pair, including that power play goal early in the second. As the Americans take care of the Germans 5-1 the final, they'll take on the winner of Sweden and Latvia in the quarterfinals. Terps men's basketball had their modest two-game winning streak snap yesterday. 68-57 at Rutgers. Maryland shot just 33% for the game, 23% from distance. The Terps now 10-15. They're 3-11 in Big Ten play. Time now 6:37. When we return, how do you feel about the Birds?
At WCVM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCVM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCVM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCVM.com and tell them you heard them on WCVM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Happy Monday.
Happy President's Day.
Oh, that's right.
It is President's Day, yeah.
So we got to do some presidential sports stuff.
Yeah.
Trivia. William Howard Taft, the first pitch, seventh inning stretch.
Ronald Reagan.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, okay.
Gerald Ford. No, that's football.
The Bush first pitch post 9/11?
Yeah, that's big.
That was a big one.
Came out with a flak jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a strike.
And he nailed strike.
It. He nailed it.
He did, absolutely. Hey, so it is baseball. Today's the first full squad workout.
Right.
And I think most fans are feeling somewhat...
They're not going to have the first full squad.
Well, because they don't have Holliday and...
Right,
and okay, Westberg, I get that. But that's a given as far as the Orioles are concerned.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately. I think fans feel a little empty. You know, because they were promised, and they did. The Orioles did come through with some things during
Pete
the offseason. Yeah, absolutely. Ward's going to be a good addition.
Right.
I think Chris Bassitt, actually, is a nice addition late, okay?
We'll see.
But not the ace.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what's missing right now on the plate, and it's a big, you know, when you
did
look
Scherzer
at...
Scherzer sign anywhere?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, Verlander signed back with the Tigers.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do another move.
Okay.
I mean, if they would have wanted Scherzer, they wouldn't have gotten Bassitt.
Right.
You know, just my opinion. But anyway, six man rotation could be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm excited.
It's a call to arms, as they say.
Oh, is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Okay, that's what you say.
Yeah, I read it in a headline somewhere.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Is there any more? You can never have enough pitching.
Oh, is that really true?
That is true.
Yeah.
Especially as they start going down one by one.
You mean from your years of experience?
In my years of watching the Orioles. Remember when they had pitching? That's when they won.
I do remember when they had pitching.
Yeah, we
remember
had great
1970?
Pitching. Yes, I do.
Okay, you do.
Thanks, Gary.
That's what I love about you. You remember the things I remember.
That's right. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a phone call from Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay.
Hey. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Hey, good morning. This Moore fellow, he, first of all, I learned many years ago never to trust anyone who talks out of the side of his mouth.
Yep, both sides of the mouth, right.
And he just makes it crazy. But he knows how to lie and to make sure he doesn't set himself up for a trap. He has never once said that he's not going to run for president. He always says, I am not running for president, which at this point is absolutely true because he's not. But he never says, I'm not going to run. President.
Yeah, he just says he loves his job. He wants to do his job. He's focused on being governor. And I think Nora Donnell asked him last night. She said, "Does that mean you're not going to run in the future?" And he just, we all know he's going to run.
It's obvious.
I mean, and so I don't know why he continues to play this game. Because that's not being transparent, and that's deceiving the voters of Maryland.
No. Clay, talking out of the side of his mouth.
You nailed it.
Lie.
Thanks so much, Clay. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Right, bye-bye. Michelle says, we watched that smug, arrogant narcissist last night. Not once did he answer a question straight out, and he couldn't even wear a tie. Arrogant. And can anyone explain that man, woman that asked a question, five questions, and one had to be trans? Give me a break, Michelle in Folsom. Yeah, it was a planted audience, all right? You weren't going to get any naysayers. That was hand-selected, cherry-picked, as they say. Paz says Moore ignores Trump's accomplishments and claims history will not remember him fondly. As a person who had the privilege of serving our country for 22 years, I will remember those like Moore who committed the egregious act of stolen valor, indeed. And so a lot of folks weighing in here and on this. Marty says, if you believe Wes Moore isn't running for president, I have an award-winning South Korean test kit to sell you. That's Larry, formerly from Annapolis. Yeah. And everyone has a seat except Republicans. And isn't this the same governor who broke protocol and snubbed the president, the Army versus Navy game? Now he wants dinner? Or maybe he doesn't want dinner. Who knows? Let's on to the SAVE Act. And big news came over the weekend. Susan Collins, the senator from Maine running for re-election, now says she's backing the SAVE Act with one condition. And now that means the GOP has 51 Senate votes with J.D. Vance on board to enforce voter ID nationwide. So, again, this is the standing filibuster. She said the one condition was she does not support the elimination of the legislative filibuster itself. That means the zombie filibuster, the one where you got to talk to hold the floor. There's something called the nuclear option where Republicans could vote that out completely. Collins said she would not vote for that. She's for the standing filibuster, but she wants to get this other where you just wave the sign and say, okay, filibuster, and you don't have to do anything. So this could be huge as far as the SAVE Act and getting our voter ID and our proof of citizenship. More on this coming up in just a second. We'll hear from Christy Noem, and we'll hear from John Fetterman as well. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking at the Beltway on the southwest side right here at the BW Parkway, and all the lanes are open. Good pace right now, both sides of the roadway. If you're coming up from I-97, you're going down to I-97 from the parkway. The lanes are open. Everybody else on the Beltway is good. It's President's Day today. Going to be a little bit lighter through the area, so no issues right now. On the Parkville side, the inner loop at the present time is also doing okay at Greenspring. and for the traffic on the west side. Once in a while, we're getting some brake lights right in that area between I-70 and Route 40. All the major interstates inbound to the Beltway right now are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy here for your Monday, and highs in the mid-40s. Overnight temps will be in the low 30s, pretty much the same for tomorrow. A little warmer, highs in the low 50s by Wednesday and Thursday of this week. We could be in our mid to upper 50s, so that is good news. All right, now 35 in Pasadena, and it is 34 in Stevensville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
He's really bizarre.
It's Bizarro Johnson. That's who it is.
That's true.
What Bizarro people, like, in the morning show, we have, like, Bizarro versions of us.
Yes, exactly. And there is one of Bizarro Maggie, believe me. We've seen it. Ben & Jerry's launching the new Sunday flavors, if you like Ben & Jerry's ice cream. The strawberry shortcake, peanut butter blondie bestie, and the mocha mood pie. In case you're interested in that.
Mood pie.
Wendy's is closing stores, hundreds of locations across the country due to poor revenue. We lost one in Reisterstown. That's now a Popeyes. Apparently the sales of Frosties are a little frosty at this point. And,
apparently.
I would like to see a new ad, Clara Peller, saying, where's the store?
Yeah, for real.
It's gone. Chipotle will test happy hour concept in response to a sales decline at Chipotle. So now they're going to offer special pricing, and this is all going to be the goal of keeping each menu item under $10 during a certain time of the early evening. It's called the food happy hour concept. So we'll see if that rescues Chipotle from
what is going on.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, people. You know, I don't know. I think even with the Uber Eats and DoorDash and the rest of the stuff, you would think they'd still have to go to certain places, but they go to fast food because you get just easy order and it's easy to package, and you know. Chipotle is more like you got to go in, make your bowl, things of that nature. So,
well, I wish they would do that at Burns.
Yeah. No, that's a shame, though. It's nice to have somebody make it customized just for you.
I mean, fresh food.
Yeah, and it was fresh. That's a shame.
There's a novel concept for you versus the processed stuff, right?
Ugh.
Have any special Valentine's treats, Maggie?
No.
No? No candies?
No.
No?
No.
No dining?
No. We got takeout.
You had a seven-course meal, I heard. You had... You had a sandwich and a six-pack.
Exactly. That's my seven-course meal.
How about you, Chuck? Any special Valentine's
Day? No, I did the obligatory and sent flowers.
Okay. All right. Very good.
You know the old saying, don't come home without it.
Right. Well, it always works. Right, we spent it babysitting our grandchildren, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Because watching them consume massive amounts of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups was... and then bounce off the walls.
Oh, yeah, and then crash. Crash is extreme.
And they did crash. They crashed hard, too.
We had my granddaughter's second birthday party on Saturday.
Maeve is turning two on Sunday, so we have her second birthday party as well.
We just had one to turn four and one to turn two.
All right.
Oh, fine.
Good stuff.
Fun ages.
Good stuff for Pop-Pop, right?
Pop-Pop is the man.
Yeah. I'm a Pop-Pop, too, and my wife is Mimi.
Mine is... We're Mimi.
You're
and
Mimi?
Pop-Pop, too.
Okay. All right. Pop-Pop and Mimi are popular
I have a shirt and everything that says, I'm Mimi.
Okay.
And Miss Deb is Gam-Gam.
Gam-Cam?
Mm-hmm. They couldn't say Grandma.
Grandma. So they say Gam-Cam.
Well, that's original.
I thought they had that
there's
on Fox
Mimi,
and Friends.
There's Mimi, there's Gigi, there's Mom.
Don't they have the Gam-Cam? Fox and Friends.
I'm going to tell you said that. You're in trouble. Not me this time. It's your ass on the line.
Thank you very much. Throw me under the bus. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:48. The SAVE Act. We need it. And in the SAVE Act, it does two things. When you register to vote, you have to prove you are a citizen. Birth certificate. Passport. Now, when you go to vote... they were proposing that you need to bring the same thing, and then they pulled that out for Susan Collins' support. Now all you need is a state-issued photo ID, but you are going to have to present a voter photo ID if the SAVE Act passes when you go to vote, even after registering. And here is Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem.
It requires a photo ID in order to vote in federal elections. It also requires proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. And it requires states to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls. These measures are extremely popular with American citizens.
how popular? We'll find out in just a second. But John Fetterman, who seems to be a more reasonable Democrat, says nothing in this voter ID is radical.
It's not like a radical idea. It's not something, and there already are many states that show basic ID. So that's where we are in the Senate. So I would never refer to the SAVE Act as like Jim Crow 2.0 or some kinds of mass kinds of conspiracy.
Yeah, that's Chuck U. Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and the rest of them. It's the SAVE Act, is Jim Crow 2.0. The left-wing talking points have gone out. No, it's not. It's not a poll tax. It's not a reading test or whatever. This is strictly making sure that you are a citizen and that you can prove that you're a citizen and you bring your photo ID to vote, and then purging the rolls as well. Bill Haggerty from Tennessee says that, look, this is really popular with the American people.
The American public are broadly in support of showing voter ID. It's a north of 80% issue for the American public. You've got to ask yourself, who are the Democrats in the Senate representing? Over 70% of Democrats want this, yet we won't have a single Democrat that will support it.
All right, 84% is to be exact. 84% of America supports the SAVE Act, the registering as a citizen, and the voter photo ID. 84%. So who the heck are the Democrats representing on this one? Just once again, they're another losing issue for them. President Trump says if the SAVE Act falters in the United States Senate, he's standing by with an executive order to mandate voter ID, as they are going to debate this. He says, we can't miss this for re-election in the midterms and beyond. So, at the very least, we're going to have an executive order for the midterms. And maybe, if we keep our fingers crossed, we keep those Senate phone lines a-buzzing, John Thune, Tom Tillis, Lisa Murkowski, and maybe even Mitch McConnell, keep those Senate lines buzzing, maybe we get the SAVE Act, which we do desperately need to save our elections and to save our country. 6:51, coming up next, Maryland sheriffs are vowing to keep working with ICE, even though Governor Moore signed a bill banning that cooperation on Friday.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53 is traffic and weather on the threes once again with the update Monday morning rush hour. Here is the king of all traffic, Buddha Johnson.
All good here on the Interloop at Green Spring. Wide open there. Even the west side is fine this morning with President's Day. We're good from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. The Parkville side, no issues right now. We're in that area between Providence Road and the ramps over at 95. And we made a quick check on the JFX. And again, no problems at all. Very nice right now from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, mostly cloudy, mid-40s today. Right now, 35 and cloudy in the city. 34 in Parkville. Governor Moore signed the bill banning cooperation with ICE agents from local law enforcement on Friday. And this is another radical mistake being made by the progressive Marxists who run this state. And I want to mention a name to them. The name is Todd Hines. Todd, 19 years of age, was run over by an illegal alien, Aniel Quisby Tanizaka, who fled the scene. Todd's dad is slamming woke Baltimore policies for allowing Aniel to go free pending trial. A judge allegedly said he didn't want to let Aniel out, but bail reform policies are forcing him to release this monster back out onto the streets. Todd Hines Sr. wrote this on Facebook over the weekend. Yes, Maryland systems need to be looked into. Vehicular manslaughter is going home and house arrest and being flight risks. We have serious issues in Maryland. We need to have the judicial system fixed immediately. Please ask President Trump and Vice President Vance. Maryland needs your help terribly. My son was killed on January 27th, 2026 at 7:30 in the morning when he was hit and run over by a Hispanic driver who left him in cold blood to die. He was in police custody at 11:25. The commissioner denied bail, went to district court 3 days in a row to turn down public defender day one, day two. They gave him paperwork in his own language. He filled it out completely wrong. Every day he made a statement that he's been unable to reach his family. Day three, his family shows with a paid attorney. His lawyer was laughing in the state's face, trying to intimidate state and judge, denied bail due to being a flight risk, being he's from another country. Within a week, he files for habeas corpus to be seen in front of the circuit court, and at this point, the judge goes by a risk assessment sheet, not even looking at the fact that this man killed my son, or the fact that if he ran from a scene where he purposely ran my son down in cold blood and left, he's obviously a flight risk and a danger to the community. Judge Cahill stated that he didn't want to do this, but the bail reform laws are forcing him to let people like this back out on the streets. Please, please, please. My family needs justice, and we need you, President Trump and Vice President Vance, to look into this. My son was hit and killed in the 5200 block of North Point Boulevard, headed to his first day of work at his new job. This is the face of illegal immigration. And if it wasn't enough for Kayla Hamilton or Rachel Warren or Dakara Thompson, the latest now is Todd Hines Jr. And Maryland sheriffs are vowing to keep working with ICE even after Governor Moore signs a bill banning 287. Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese, who's up for re-election, by the way, said, "No politician or legislative body is going to tell me that I can't communicate with another law enforcement agency on matters of public safety in my own community. I'm not going to stop." Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, who's been a frequent guest on the program, "This is all political. You can put any lipstick you want on it. It's all political. The Democrats don't want any cooperation with ICE. They don't want any enforcement whatsoever." And currently nine counties. You have Frederick, Allegheny, Carroll, Cecil, Frederick. Garrett, St. Mary's, Washington, and Wicomico. And you have Hartford. And they have Frederick, Cecil, and Hartford operate under the jail model where they screen detainees when they are arrested and booked. And then there's the warrant model the other six counties use, in which they cooperate with ICE only when there's an active Department of Homeland Security warrant. Sheriff Gaylor said it is insane. He said, "And we didn't learn from 9/11 when we didn't allow local law enforcement to cooperate with federal officials. That would be the FBI. Remember the flight simulators? We do this at our own peril," Sheriff Gaylor says, "and yet we didn't learn from it. We are doubling down. It's completely insane that we would not coordinate for public safety purposes." So it seems to me, we read between the lines here, these sheriffs do not intend looking at the law here as passed by the state of Maryland that banning cooperation with 287G. What's to prevent them from just calling a friend over at ICE and checking in on them? "Say, how's it going today, Bill?" "Oh, yeah, nothing usual. We just kind of got a couple guys over you might be interested in. And, you know, you may want to check in by the end of the day." So what? There's nothing to ban that. And who's going to enforce it? Maryland State Police? Who's going to force it if sheriffs decide that they're not going to cooperate with the 287G ban? All right. We shall see. Going to be interesting next couple of months. That is for sure. Vinny Steele's your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny and his database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase a home. That's the reason why he's got great success in selling your home. And now would be the time to contact Vinny as we head into the important spring selling season to make sure your home is spruced up. If you have any things that need to be fixed, there's the Fix-It program that he has, where if you don't feel like dealing with the contractors or doing it yourself, they'll do it for you. And they'll just subtract the bill at settlement. There's the trade your home in program, much like it would trading in your vehicle. And there's the sell your home, stay in your home program, where you can sell it and stay in your home for up to 12 months if you're having issues with timing and need to look for a new home somewhere else. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call, 410-709-7515, or you can check him out at vinnysteele.com. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Coming up next, Jamie Raskin and other Maryland Democrats show their hypocrisy on ICE facilities, and we have Marco Rubio, the speech heard round the world.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We still have hope. We still believe. The words of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie in a new video posted to Instagram. The agonizing search for her mother, Nancy, goes on after more than 2 weeks.
I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late.
DNA from a glove found near Nancy Guthrie's home is being analyzed. Authorities want to determine whether it was worn by the masked armed man seen in door cam video on Nancy Guthrie's front porch the night she disappeared. President Trump's border czar is describing as small a security force he plans to keep in Minnesota.
More than 1,000 immigration agents have left Minnesota's Twin Cities area following weeks of protests. And hundreds more will depart in the days ahead as part of the Trump administration's drawdown of its immigration enforcement surge. That word comes from White House border czar Tom Homan. He tells CBS it's Face the Nation, a small security force will stay for a short period to protect remaining immigration agents. And he says they will respond when agents are out and get surrounded by what he calls agitators and things get out of control. I'm Julie Walker.
Iranian state media reports Iran's top diplomat is traveling to Geneva, where the second round of nuclear negotiations with the U.S. will be taking place. An oil tanker linked to Venezuela has been seized by the American military in the Indian Ocean. The vessel was tracked from the Caribbean, apparently transporting sanctioned Venezuelan oil. It's said to have departed Venezuela on the same day the U.S. captured Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. Wall Street closed today for President's Day. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention investors, this affects you. Silver prices are exploding, with silver exceeding $100 a troy ounce for the first time. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call now. Here's why it matters. Silver is a high liquidity, tangible, and affordable precious metal investment that serves as an industrial commodity and a store of value. It often outperforms gold during economic upturns. If you have an IRA or 401k, you can act now. Roll over a portion into a tax-advantaged gold and silver IRA backed by physical metals you actually own. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still a good ride through Annapolis. No issues right now from the Bay Bridge and across Kent Narrows and through that area, eventually over to the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. Even I-97 this morning southbound is clear at the ramp at Route 32. If you're traveling south, going down 95 towards Richmond, right in the area around King's Dominion, there's a pretty bad wreck. Several lanes are blocked on I-95 in Virginia, southbound at exit 92. And, of course, the highway patrol there is directing traffic now around that scene, but already at least a mile back up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking more clouds than sunshine today with highs in the cool mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 30s. More clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
35 degrees in Parkville and 36 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Two people were dead and a third is injured after separate weekend incidents in Baltimore. Shortly after 11:30 Saturday night, a 16-year-old was shot in the 3400 block of Piedmont Avenue, and he was taken to the hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. At around 12:30 Sunday morning, police were called to a vacant building in the 5200 block of St. Charles Avenue, where they found a 36-year-old man dead with trauma to the body. Shortly after 2 a.m. Sunday, a 15-year-old girl was shot at a home in the 2100 block of Drude Hill Avenue. The victim was taken to a hospital where she later died. A town hall meeting with Maryland Governor Wes Moore aired on CBS television Sunday night. During the program that was recorded last week, the governor said he's not considering a run for the White House in 2028. When asked about ICE operations, Moore criticized the Trump administration, but added that more needed to be done during the Biden administration. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 098. The pick 4, 2412. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It'll be an overhauled O's starting rotation in 2026, injury permitting, of course, with newly acquired Chris Bassett joining Shane Boz as the newcomers. Boz with great stuff, impressed with what he's seen so far from Baltimore.
Watching the bullpens the last 2 days, like, and just being around the guys and their demeanor and, you know, their attitudes, I think it can be as good as any rotation in the game. So, you know, I'm not going to, like, put a ceiling on it.
Boz penciled in as the third starter in the rotation, coming off a 10-12 campaign with the Rays. He missed the entire 2023 season with Tommy John. Meanwhile, GM Mike Elias commenting on the depth of the Orioles rotation.
And we come into camp with six guys that are really established major league starting pitchers and some other really good young pitchers that either pitched the majors last year or in AAA moving their way up through the system. So we like the depth and obviously there's strength in numbers with the rotation, especially nowadays.
Kyle Bradish and Trevor Rogers, of course, at the top of the rotation. A stunner in the Winter Olympics, American figure skater Ilya Malinin, the gold medal in the men's singles, would have been Malinin's if he just had a solid free skate, not even a great one, but he went in with a high-risk routine despite not really needing it, fell twice, and finished eighth.
Mentally, it was a weird feeling just going into the program. I just had so many thoughts and memories flood right before I got into my starting pose, and I think it maybe overwhelmed me a little bit. You know?
U.S. women's hockey team reaching the semis over the weekend after routing Italy. They've outscored their opponents by a ludicrous 26-1 margin. Big lacrosse tilt Friday night in Syracuse went to the Orange, holding on for an 11-9 win over Tottenham. top-ranked Maryland, Syracuse's first victory over Maryland in the John Tillman era. And the Blast were winners last night, 8-7 in a shootout at Utica. Blast stand at 6-6-2, their sixth place in the MASL. Coming up in 30 minutes, Hall of Fame safety Rod Woodson on what ultimately did in John Harbaugh. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the Maryland GOP's Hail Mary for trying to find candidates. You're not going to believe this story, but then again, maybe you might. AOC, Gretchen Whitmer, Hillary Clinton all face-planting on the world stage while Marco Rubio's speech was heard around the world. Top story here today is that Jamie Raskin and the other Maryland Democrats, their incredible hypocrisy on ICE facilities. And the day after Jamie Raskin made a surprise visit to the Baltimore ICE Detention Center, the group of lawmakers wrote a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and Acting Director of ICE Todd Lyons, criticizing the conditions in the field offices holding cells, which Raskin described as extremely inhumane. He said that they're overcrowded, and that this is the part of his inhumane argument before Congress.
We saw 134 people, and amazingly, the staff suggested to us that it was nowhere near capacity, but it looked staggeringly overcrowded.
Yeah, well, in one case, they said 55 people were crowded shoulder to shoulder in one room with one toilet, no shower, and foil survival blankets to sleep on the floor. And let me remind you that who did this? Who caused these overcrowded conditions in this country right now? You can't blame President Trump and ICE for enforcing immigration law. That's a statutory law. It is their job to enforce the law to keep the American people safe, to protect the American people. It was the Democrat Party under Open Borders Chairman Joe and Mayorkas and even Raskin. So Raskin's up there complaining about overcrowded conditions when he's responsible for the overcrowded conditions. And then he had the gall to lecture Congress.
And what we really need, and I wish we had, was a Congress that was committed to doing some basic oversight so we could have humanitarian conditions.
Yeah. Was it a humanitarian condition asking children to trek 2,000 miles over the desert where young girls and women were raped repeatedly? The evidence of rape trees where they were sold? Was it humane and were the conditions good for the 300,000 to 400,000 children that went missing? About 175 of those have been located by the Trump administration. So this guy is nothing but a bloviator and a hypocrite, as we can see. And then complaining about the conditions in what really is just a temporary detention facility. And it wouldn't be this bad if we hadn't let millions of illegals into the country.
And I do not think that Americans or Marylanders would be proud that people are being forced to sleep and eat and live under those conditions. I mean, in a prison, you're at least taken outside for 45 minutes or an hour and you get to walk around. These people are just standing there or lying there all day long for 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 days.
Well, don't break into the country illegally. Don't commit crimes while you're in the country illegally. And you won't have to worry about inhumane conditions. The other thing is the hypocrisy of the Democrats. In Washington County, they're fought. Remember, they're all going after these ICE buildings. The government, they get rumored that the government's going to build an ICE facility in Howard County. They passed some bill. Baltimore County now, the county executive, Kathy Stealthmeyer, has scheduled an emergency meeting because there's a rumor that ICE may want to buy a building in Timonium that's large enough to process these kinds of people. So you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about inhumane conditions and then fight when the government's trying to create humane conditions. This is how, again, completely out of touch the Maryland Democrats are. 713 traffic weather on the freeze. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And we're back at both the Harbor Tunnels, looking live at 895 right here before the tunnel, and then also right next door, there's the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All is well. Very nice. Cloud cover today, helping out anybody that's traveling early south and eastbound through the area, and traffic is much lighter because of President's Day. No issues at all on the Beltway right now. The Sky Ramp and all the big ramps right here at Camden Yards are clear. Good to go. 95 straight through. The Sky Ramp onto 395 and the ramp coming off of 95 onto the Parkway. All the lanes are open. A reminder, if you're going south, you're going into Virginia towards Richmond, right around King's Dominion, pretty bad wreck there. I-95 southbound at exit 92 and several lanes are still blocked. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday, President's Day. It is cloudy today, mid-40s overnight in the low 30s. Things begin to warm up tomorrow through Thursday. Right now, 36 and windy in Ocean City, 35 in Severn. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So last year, you might remember, Vice President Vance went to Europe to deliver a speech, which was pretty blunt. Basically lecturing. We're not doing this globalism thing anymore. We're not doing this new world order. We're not taking our cues from Europe, the UK. We're watching your culture slowly be erased, and your grip on power being ruined by mass migration. It was a hammer approach, no doubt. So this year, it was Secretary of State Marco Rubio's turn to go to Europe. And pretty much is the same message, but it was dressed up a little warmer and fuzzier, just a little bit. But the same message is, we're not going to, we're not going to be part of this Western decline that we're watching happening in Europe. And here he's talking about and we're going to excerpt parts of his speech all week long here in our MAGA movement update. Here he talks about the dangerous delusion.
But the euphoria of this triumph led us to a dangerous delusion that we had entered, quote, the end of history, that every nation would now be a liberal democracy, that the ties formed by trade and by commerce alone would now replace nationhood, that the rules-based global order, an overused term, would now replace the national interest, and that we would now live in a world without borders where everyone became a citizen of the world. This was a foolish idea that ignored both human nature, and it ignored the lessons of over 5,000 years of recorded human history. And it has cost us dearly. In this delusion, we embraced a dogmatic vision of free and unfettered trade, even as some nations protected their economies and subsidized their companies to systematically undercut ours, shuttering our plants, resulting in large parts of our societies being deindustrialized, shipping millions of working and middle-class jobs overseas, and handing control of our critical supply chains to both adversaries and rivals. We increasingly outsourced our sovereignty to international institutions while many nations invested in massive welfare states at the cost of maintaining the ability to defend themselves. This, even as other countries have invested in the most rapid military buildup in all of human history, and have not hesitated to use hard power to pursue their own interests. To appease a climate cult, we have imposed energy policies on ourselves that are impoverishing our people, even as our competitors exploit oil and coal and natural gas and anything else not just to power their economies, but to use as leverage against our own. And in a pursuit of a world without borders, we opened our doors to an unprecedented wave of mass migration that threatens the cohesion of our societies, the continuity of our culture, and the future of our people.
Yeah, it was a great speech. It happened in the middle of the night. Nobody saw it or heard it. I would recommend it. It's only about 20 minutes, so, but it really, really went well. So we'll be excerpting other portions tomorrow through Friday. Dr. Navarro was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday talking about the Trump economy is humming along. It's soaring high, but the media won't tell you that.
Well, it's the perfect Trump economy. In 2026, it's what we call a Goldilocks economy. The last time we saw what we're seeing now was 1998. And what are we seeing? We're seeing stock market over $50,000. That's Wall Street. But we're also seeing rising real wages. That's Main Street. We're seeing a return to manufacturing. We're seeing strong, strong growth. And it's all happening in a disinflation environment where we're at or near Fed target. We're near Fed target. And it's really extraordinary what's happening, Maria. Well, you and I, your day job during the week is looking at these macro indicators. We've had the jobs report come in with blowout numbers. We had the ISM Manufacturing Index, which is dear to my heart because I'm the Council for Trade and Manufacturing. That's showing a very robust final jump in manufacturing. CPI, as you just reported, and this is happening because of tariffs, not in spite of them, as the critics would say, because if there were any tariff inflation, it would show up in the core. It's simply not doing that. So everything is hitting on all major cylinders, and the best is yet to come. I'll tell you, Maria, when Americans get those rebate checks on tax day, that's going to be the biggest rebate and broad-based in American history.
Indeed it is, but the media won't tell you that story because they want the economy to go in the tank. And finally, President Trump was at Fort Bragg on Friday where he made a joke about the naming of one of our tanks.
We're also purchasing 30 new and modified Abrams tanks. Still the best tank, right? Still? It was named in honor of Stacey Abrams. Only a few very political people would understand that. Congratulations. Thank you very much for a great name, Stacey. But brand new Abrams tanks, 48 new Black Hawk, Chinook, and King Stallion helicopters, the best in the world, the latest equipment, and 86 armored multi-purpose fighting vehicles. All of the things that you've been wanting to get, all brand new. And we're going to be reviving our strength. We're going to be doing many other things that nobody thought was even.
Yeah, just incredible. But he and the First Lady went to Fort Bragg to celebrate our troops on Friday. That's the way it went down over the weekend, and that is our MAGA Movement update today.
And we are just getting started.
All right, I love supporting local businesses that take care of people, and we got another great example for you. Glen Burnie Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions have now joined forces, giving you two trusted places to go to for transmission service anywhere throughout the Baltimore metro area. Both shops have been around for more than 50 years and built by doing things the right way. And whether you need a new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured transmission, they can save you hundreds compared to the dealerships. What I love most is how consistent they are. You get the same honest, professional, courteous service at either location. And with free area towing and financing, they really do help take the stress out of a major repair. And that is a major repair. So call Glen Burnie Transmission at 888-299-0557 or visit gpt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions. More experience, more value, one great team serving Baltimore.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Monday morning rush hour, but it is President's Day, and here is President Johnson.
Thank you, my loyal subject.
You're quite welcome.
You'll have a 40% tax increase beginning
tomorrow. Thank you. I'm bending the knee as you speak.
That was about time. That's all I'm going to say. There's a minor wreck up in Harford County, just came in, 165 Pilesville Road at 80 Road, which is Route 543. Reported as minor, but some flashing lights there. So if you're in northern Harford County, want to keep an eye out for that. Everybody else is doing fine. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Just, again, looking down at some of the data towards Annapolis. No issues at all from the Bay Bridge over to and through the ramps at 997. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, mid-40s. Things begin warming up throughout the rest of the week, and be into the mid to upper 50s by Thursday. Right now we're 34 in Ellicott City, 34 in Pikesville. We're talking about the hypocrisy on part of the Democrat Party, Jamie Raskin. We've seen Chris Van Hollen, Margarita Man. We've seen, of course, April, Delaney, McLean Delaney, out there at the outside the Baltimore ICE facility. She's upset. These Democrats are upset that they're holding illegal aliens, many of them hardened criminals, in these detention facilities, and they're overcrowded. But they're fighting tooth and nail not to allow ICE to either rent or lease bigger spaces or build or purchase bigger spaces. In fact, Brian says, overcrowded. Not only did you Democrats allow everyone in for the last 4 years, many Democrats in Maryland just passed a law to shut down privately owned facilities, making it more crowded in these places. And as to Baltimore County, with we've barely heard anything from Kathy Stelfmeyer, but now she's got to weigh in with an emergency meeting over whether this, I don't know if it's a fact or not, whether they're going to try to build one in Timonium. That's the rumor, but they're holding a meeting to try to put the squash on that. And about Pat Dyer will be with us here tomorrow morning. He is the Republican running for Baltimore County Executive to discuss that. So this is just incredible hypocrisy, and this tells me one thing. It tells me that the modern Democrat Party, and they're not even Democrats anymore, they're progressive Marxists, they in no way, shape, or form want any kind of law enforcement of on immigration. They don't want ICE. We saw it. We saw the millions of people that were let in this country. Some say 11 to 12 million. Others believe it's more like 20 million, because there's no way you can accurately count the gotaways, that they wanted to flood our country, and they did, with a lot of illegal aliens, many of them criminals, some of them terrorists, some of them that, were Chinese and others. I mean, there were white folks that got into this country as well, not just people of color. And they have no interest in rounding them up, as we saw during the 4 years of Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas' reign as the Secretary of DHS. So they're open borders. They're reconquistas. They are replacing folks in this country with these criminal illegal aliens and others. And so they don't want them enforced. They don't want them arrested. And you saw that in the streets of Minnesota, a little Mogadishu. You're going to see it in Maryland as the ICE raids ramp up here as well. And I'll tell you why. This is Governor Moore also has a hand in all this. While he is out there saying he wants people treated humanely and he's opposed to ICE and some of their tactics, the state is employing their own tactics to promote illegal immigration and to aid and abet. Let me give you a case in point. Someone sent me a copy of business cards that look like they're from the Maryland Department of Labor. And it says at the top, and it does have the Maryland insignia, the Maryland flag. Oh, yeah, there's that Crossland Arms there that he loves so much on the card. Maryland law protects all workers, no matter your immigration status. By the way, it's in English and in Spanish, these cards they're handing out, okay? There are phone numbers to call, and the email address is workrights@maryland.gov. And I won't name the person at this address because, I haven't had a chance to talk to this individual as of yet. But it's their card. It's a business card. Pay, leave, employment rights, we can help. This is the state of Maryland. This is the Maryland Department of Labor. Employees from the Maryland Department of Labor handing out these business cards claiming they will protect all workers no matter your immigration status. Now, this would be a direct violation of the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1996, which makes it illegal to hire an alien who's not authorized to work in the United States. And Maryland, under your governor, wants to protect illegal alien workers. Gee, what does that do for your job? What does it do for your wages? You're having to compete with illegal alien workers in your own state, and the governor, wink, wink, and the Maryland Department of Labor is endorsing this. This needs to be investigated immediately by the Justice Department, by the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ, and by the Department of Homeland Security. Because I tell you right now, there will be no investigation by Governor Tax and Spend More. Unreal. All right, coming up next, we're going to take a look at AOC, Gretchen Whitmer, Hillary Clinton, all doing face plants at the Munich Security Conference. It's well worth your time, folks. You'll enjoy some of the audio we got coming up in just a second. My good buddies, Mayor and Mayor Overtown Appliance, incredible showroom. They're now going to be expanding that showroom. Right now, they've got 70 major brands on display for all kinds of budgets. Doesn't matter if you need a single appliance or if you're redoing your entire kitchen, bath, whatever the case may be, washroom. They've got it all for you. Town Appliance, and they have competitive pricing, best customer service in the area. More so than the big box stores, because you know they're just that's why they want you as a customer for life, and they'll work very hard to make sure you're 100% satisfied. So check them out, Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. 7:30. Let's get the latest news update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A woman is dead after being struck by a car in Baltimore County. The accident happened just before 6:30 Saturday evening in the area of Liberty and Forest Hill Roads, and the victim was taken to the hospital in cardiac arrest. Police say 67-year-old Loretta Pretlow was later pronounced dead. The driver involved in the crash remained at the scene and no one in their vehicle was injured. Police say it appears that Ms. Pretlow was trying to cross Liberty Road when she was struck, and the crash remains under investigation. Maryland Transportation Authority police are investigating a suspected shooting that happened along 95 in Baltimore. At around 10:45 Sunday morning, a driver traveling northbound near the Hanover Street exit says the driver of a light blue passenger vehicle shot at them. The driver was not injured. The MDTA Police Criminal Investigations Unit is collecting and reviewing evidence, saying this is an open and ongoing investigation. And ice remains an issue in parts of the Baltimore area after last month's winter storm. The National Weather Service says waterways and untreated surfaces remain impacted, and folks should never walk on frozen bodies of water like the Chesapeake Bay, inlets, rivers, harbors, and ponds, because the ice could be unstable. With temperatures starting to rise above freezing, there's also the issue of snow and ice falling from elevated surfaces. According to the Baltimore Banner, some shoppers at the Lake Falls Village found yellow tape blocking parking spaces because chunks of snow and ice had fallen from the roof of the building. And a city police officer is injured after being struck by a vehicle in downtown Baltimore overnight Sunday. It happened as officers were looking into a report of an armed person shortly before 1 a.m. in the 800 block of West Lombard Street. Police say during the investigation, one officer was hit by a car and he fired his gun. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops.
and how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business
with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're still good at both the harbor tunnels. No issues there and really no stoppages at all right now through those areas. And then down at 95 Russell Street and 395, all the lanes are open. I had a report there might be some debris on I-95 southbound near Route 24 in Harford County. And the wreck up in northern Harford County, heads up for that at Route 165 at 543. That's Pilesville Road at 80 Road up in the northern part of the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking more clouds than sunshine today with highs in the cool mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 30s. More clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So new Orioles closer Ryan Helsley, impressive early on in Sarasota, signing a 2-year, $28 million deal in the offseason. But he had a rough last couple of months with the Mets last year after being dealt at the deadline. Here he is on MLB Network addressing the rumors that he was tipping his pitches.
They found a few things. You know, they told me right when I got over there that they saw a couple things and they had my pitches. And obviously, they want to address it and thought I was doing it, you know, with my original setup. And, you know, once you get out there in game speed, you're not really thinking about too much and, you know, kind of reverted back to doing the tipping. And
Helsley finished 2025 with a 720 earned run average in 22 appearances with the Mets, allowing 16 earned runs, 4 home runs in 20 innings pitched, batters hitting 422 against his fastball. So at the end of the day, what ultimately led to the dismissal of John Harbaugh in Baltimore? Hall of Fame safety and former Raven Rod Woodson on the Rich Eisen podcast.
Mr. Bisciotti wanted them to fire or get rid of a couple coaches, and John is very loyal to his guys, and he's basically said no, and Steve just decided to go in a different direction, which is his prerogative. Right?
And Jesse Minter inherits the job, of course, from Harbaugh. Olympic men's hockey yesterday from Milano Cortina. U.S. big over the Germans.
Dreisaitl unable to clear. Here's Hanifin. For Sanderson.
Kenny Albert had the call on NBC. The captain, Austin Matthews, with 2 goals as the U.S. advances to the quarters as the number 2 seed, 5-1 over Germany. Meanwhile, Canada is the number 1 seed by goal differential, 10-2 over France. And then there was this from a local favorite.
Wilson went after Trino, sending a message, dropping the gloves. And Trino hanging in.
The Caps' Tom Wilson taking on Pierre Crinone, starting the first Olympic hockey fight since 1998. Huge win for the Maryland women yesterday, clawing back from a 19-point first-half deficit to beat 8th-ranked Ohio State on the road, 76-75 the final. It's the Terrapins' largest comeback since November of 2019, when they were also down 19 in the fourth quarter at James Madison. And finally, as spring training ramps up this week, with the first Grapefruit League game coming up on Friday, word comes out that Masson is once again not sending any television announcers to Florida to call the games. The games will be called remotely from Baltimore at Camden Yards. And while we're on the subject, many of the NBC Winter Olympics 2026 announcers and production personnel are based in Stamford, Connecticut, not in Milano Cortina. The time now is 7:37 when we return presidential baseball trivia on President's Day.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If David Rubenstein says that money is no issue when it comes to building the Orioles' 2026 roster, mm-hmm. how much could it possibly cost to send down Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald or whoever to call, what, 8 games, 20 games, whatever it is? How much could it possibly cost?
I would think it's a drop in the bucket.
Exactly.
Based on the whole thing. But so is that the reason why? Financial?
I mean, why? What else? What other reason mm-hmm. would there be? What other reason would there be? I get it. You got to bring production personnel down and all that. I get
it. You got to put them up. You got to bring.
All right. So you got to put them up for a month. So what? These guys are making literally $20, $30 million a year, these baseball players. I just don't understand it. All right. Baseball trivia. Can I ask you a couple questions sure. on presidential baseball?
Sure.
Who was the first president, actually the only president, who had an actual baseball field constructed behind the White House?
Well, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to get it. I didn't get it.
Taft.
Okay, Taft's the answer to another question. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, really?
Yes, Abraham Lincoln is said to have played an early version of baseball. So that would have been, what, in the 1860s? Okay.
What was it, croquet?
Well, it just says early version.
Cricket.
Okay, President Taft is the answer to the question of who threw out the first ceremonial first pitch.
I knew that one.
And by the way, he got up in the seventh inning, and that was supposed to have been the beginning of the seventh inning stretch. Who was the only person, only president to sit at a baseball game in Cuba?
The only president to sit in a baseball game? Obama.
Yes, that is correct. And who was he sitting next to?
Mr. Angelos.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's how I remember that one.
That is not a good piece of trivia. And George Bush was perhaps the greatest baseball player who became president, was captain of his Yale baseball team back in the day, and then his son, of course, with the famous first pitch after 9/11.
Very good. Yes. Excellent trivia. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Appreciate that.
You didn't get the Lincoln one.
I didn't get the Lincoln one, but you know, it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, you weren't around back then.
I was two out of three.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nicely done.
All right. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So the Munich Security Conference, which is not quite as, you know, established as Davos, Switzerland, etc., because we had a lot of folks go out there. But the Democrats show up at this world stage, and they just did a group face plant. First, it was Gavin Newsom, who was over there. All he has to do, he's a one-note Johnny. All he does is trash Trump, no matter where he goes. Davos, Munich, that's all he does. And he knows a damn thing about foreign policy. And he's over there, you know, helping. And what was it? The German Chancellor Merz, who has said we can't have MAGA-like parties here in Europe. That's because you're deathly afraid of your grip on global power, and that's slowly being loosened. But anyway, AOC, she fancies herself as being the next Democrat nominee. I want you to listen as she does a complete faceplant on a foreign policy question over the weekend.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
You know, I think that this is such a, you know, I think that this is a...
Yeah.
This is, of course, a very long-standing policy of the United States.
Okay.
And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
There it is. The word salad du jour from AOC. And then there was Gretchen Whitmer, and she was just as bad, if not worse, but at least she admitted she had no clue what she was talking about.
On Ukraine, what does victory look like?
Ambassador?
No, please. I'd love to hear your answer.
You know, it is. The two that I am on the panel with are much more steeped in foreign policy than a governor is. But you know, I do think that Ukraine's independence, keeping their landmass and having the support of all the allies, I think is the goal from my vantage point. Go ahead, Ambassador, do a better job.
These are supposed to be serious Democrat candidates for president of the United States, and they are just woefully unprepared. Now, while she wasn't bashing white men, which is her favorite pastime, Hillary Clinton, in a rare moment, seemed to venture off the plantation when it came to immigration. Here's what she said about the Chairman Joe regime on open borders.
I think we need to call it for what it is.
Secretary Clinton, there is
a legitimate reason to have a debate about things like migration. It went too far, it's been disruptive and destabilizing, and it needs to be fixed in a humane way with secure borders that don't torture and kill people.
There's you.
Stop it.
Yeah, but you're all right with torturing and killing them while the borders remained open, okay? Because that's exactly what happened.
Oopsies.
Yeah, just, well, she'll be showing the door because that was, you know, not in the progressive Marxist mold. So she spoke out of turn, so she'll be... I don't even know why she thinks she's still relevant.
Because she's insane.
Yeah. She is certifiable, that's for sure. All right, we need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll be able to face old Buddha Johnson one-on-one coming up next. Speaking of which, traffic weather on the threes, and now the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
You're so good at what you do. I swear to God, I'm impressed every time I come on here.
I thought you said you were depressed every time you go on it.
Oh, maybe I meant to say that, but okay. I didn't say it.
Right.
Being polite. Northbound 83, if you're going up from the Beltway towards Timonium Road. Been some activity there. I heard Baltimore County was saying they came up upon a vehicle here that was either dropping some stuff in the roadway or had dropped some stuff in the roadway northbound just after the bridge at Seminary Avenue. So looking at a little bit of brake light activity here, and it is affecting traffic in the right lane. So Baltimore County is there. State Police may show up as well. If you're going north of the Beltway and then up to Timonium Road, right now it looks like you'll stay to the left-hand side to get by. But there is a little bit of a backup. That's the only backup right now in and around the area. JFX still good to go there. Both the lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and all the lanes are open 895 South at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy today, mid-40s. Overnight temps will be in the low 30s. The big warm-up begins tomorrow through Thursday. Right now, 35 and cloudy in Columbia, 35 in Annapolis. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got WCBM merchandise up for grabs today. Robert in Middle River, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first.
First. All right. Robert, let's go first.
My man.
He's not going to wait around for the droppings, I mean, wisdom of Chuck Whitaker.
Droppings.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. It was a poor choice of words.
Man.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Story one.
Yeah, go ahead. Get there.
Legislation authorized a Women's History Museum would also allow men who identify as women to be featured in the new Smithsonian American Women's History Museum, scheduled to be built on the National Mall. The House Committee on Natural Resources holds a hearing tomorrow on the topic.
But they made provision for the Tuck Rule.
Yes. Story two. This would be the third remake of Charlie's Angels. But the person behind Crazy Rich Asians and the movie The Proposal has announced a remake with a twist. The three angels will be people of color, with an African-American, a Latino, and a Asian actress playing the squad. The voice of Charlie will be Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Hart plays Bosley in the remake. Story three, the Miss America organization has lost its way, according to beauty pageant winner. Kayla Bush was crowned as Miss North Florida. Didn't last for long. She had to sign a contract that conflicted with her beliefs. According to Miss America's rules, a female includes a born female or an individual has had fully completed sex reassignment surgery. Bush said she refused to agree to that, and they stripped her of her title. All right, story one, men can be in the new Smithsonian American Women's History Museum. Story two, Charlie's Angels will all be people of color in the new remake. Or story three, beauty queen says she lost her crown after rejecting Miss America's trans agenda. All right, Robert, what are you thinking?
Well, I think the most believable is two. And then it's between 3 and 1, but I'm going to go for 1. I think that's the fake news story.
All right. Robert goes for men in the Smithsonian Women's History Museum. Kristen.
See, I think that one could be true. I mean, the left goes so far left, they come all the way back around, and then they, you know, they're going to have men and women's room in the museum. I think that could be true, and I think the Miss America story could be true. So I'm actually going to go with number 2.
Right, Kristen goes for Charlie's Angels remake. Maggie?
I'm going to go with number 1 because I haven't heard a lot about it, and sadly, it could be true.
But you think it's fake.
Wait, I'm confused. I'm not awake yet. I say, no, that is the fake. I say that is fake.
Number 1.
Number 1 is
all
the
right.
Fakey.
All right. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
This game
answer.
Is hard. You can't overthink it, which I've done too.
Or friend, or whatever it was. Lifeline?
Would you want to call a friend?
I have no friends.
All right. I didn't want to say that.
I will.
Chuck's your friend. Chuckles.
2, please.
Chuck goes for story number 2 as well. All right, story 3. Nobody votes for the beauty queen stripped of her crown because she wouldn't sign off of the trans agenda. That is a true story. Story number 2, Charlie's Angels remake. Yep, that is a fake news story. So number 2 is fake. So sorry about that, Robert and Maggie.
Oh, well, that's fine.
All right, but thanks.
I'm with you, Robert.
You can play again, but yeah, no Charlie's Angels remake with people of color.
I don't even know. Funny. That wouldn't even be radical enough. It'd have to be men. Like, that's not even radical enough to just have angels of color. Like, they would have to be able to be played by men at this point.
Or drag queens.
Charlie's
it, yeah,
trans
exactly.
angels?
Yeah. Yes.
Drag queen Charlie's angels.
Drag queens.
Who would Bosley really be then?
Good question.
Who would Bosley be in Charlie's trans angels?
No.
Have to be a woman.
That'd be
good
a
call.
He looks like Bosley, don't you think?
He is Bosley.
Oh, you mean Bosley or the drag queen?
No, Bosley's a drag queen. Wherever he is, he just fell down.
Yes. You know that. Yes, it is Winnie the Pooh pajamas.
Oh!
With the flap on the back.
All right, now we're in trouble. All right, see you in a couple. All right, 7:49. It's coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Still to come, top of the hour, John Myrick will join us. He's the Republican or a Republican gubernatorial candidate, and he's going to address the energy crisis. There's news about what Governor Moore is crowing over the weekend, how he's going to save us all this money by capping any increases by PJM in the near future. So we'll talk to him about that. And what are his solutions to solve Maryland's energy crisis? All still to come here on Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So over the weekend, I got an email from the Maryland GOP. And they're launching this website called seatbyseatmd.com. And they basically want to fill the vacancies where they don't have any Republican candidates all over the state. Okay, there are 340 total races, 82 contested primaries, 117 uncontested. They're looking for 132 recruits now at all different levels of government. And they say that in the recruitment pitch in this email that I received on Saturday, it says that, where is it? It's at the very end of this paper, I think. It goes on to say, whether you're a lifelong Republican, a Reagan conservative, a libertarian-leaning independent, or someone who's simply fed up with one-party rule, there's a seat with your name on it. Maryland's 2026 elections are an opportunity to give every voter a real choice. Notice there's no mention to National Populist or MAGA or anything that has to do with Trump. They're going back to the Reagan conservative model back to the 80s, which doesn't surprise me. But here's the thing. This is 10 days before the deadline. Shouldn't this have gone out, I don't know, a year ago? 6 months ago at the latest? They're waiting 10 days before the deadline to recruit people for office? Oh, my God. Circular firing squad, folks. Again, the definition of insanity is doing the very same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic and insanity, Chuck Whitaker.
I say just walk in and pick your seat.
Yeah. Just take it with you when you go. General seating.
General seating.
General admission.
You really shouldn't pick your seat, though, in public, but that's all right.
Okay.
Northbound 83.
Traffic etiquette.
Etiquette? You got to be kidding. Northbound 83, that debris before Timonium Road is cleared now very quickly. Back to normal there, northbound. Looking live again here at 95. Russell Street, 395. All is well for the big interchange near Camden Yards downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker, picking his seat in traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's a big seat at that.
Thank you for pointing that out, Ms. Casey.
You're quite welcome.
We may see you again in 5 minutes.
Usually comes with a car that trails it.
That's nice. That's a guy with a garbage pail and a shovel.
I was just looking for the wide load reference.
Thank you. That's very nice.
You're quite welcome. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, mid-40s for the high, and overnight temps in the low 30s. Right now, it is 34 in Parkville and 35 in Glen Burnie. Let's take a phone call here. Jeff in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeffrey.
John, good morning. Thank you for the time. My question this morning to the listening audience is, how many are enough? Our representatives take an oath to protect and defend us. The governor of Maryland has done nothing but lied his entire life and is running around promoting himself, and he is completely welcomed by the national media. When I make this next statement, I mean no disrespect. However, because one is the host of the Today Show, and one's mother is very unfortunately and horrific, and it's horrific that she was abducted, she gets top billing everywhere. I am looking right now at a photo of Todd Hines Jr. of Dundalk, Maryland, the once great Dundalk, Maryland, where Beth Steele was housed. A 19-year-old, and he was training in the gym at this on this photo. I ponder the woman of the mother of five in Harford County who on public property was brutally raped, tortured, and murdered. I'm sorry, tortured and left to die by an illegal. Todd Hines Jr. walking along North Point Boulevard to, as you said, his first job, 7:30 on a weekday morning, to become a productive citizen, is run over and left to die. The governor of Maryland, Jamie Raskin, you communist, and more so, the sheriff of Baltimore County, the county executive, where were you? It is now February 16, and you're all bitching and complaining about the treatment of illegals. Where were you on January 28th when you should have been doing a press conference to the world that another American citizen, a young man who had his whole life in front of him. And let me tell you something. If he was working out in the gym, that man had grit, intestinal fortitude, and a bright future in our one nation under God. But it was snuffed early one morning on what is his property because we pay for the streets. Sean, what in the world is it going to take for the citizens of Baltimore County, the citizens of Maryland, and the citizens of this great nation to stop the insanity? And I leave you with this. I want to thank you every morning that you do your best to make sense of the nonsensical. I am outraged.
I can hear it in your voice, and rightfully so, Jeff. And thank you for that rant and for the call. But the answer to this is they don't care. Unless you're an illegal alien that is going to be a future Democrat voter, they don't care. They don't care about Kayla Hamilton or Rachel Morin or Dakara Thompson or Todd Hines Jr. and many, many others here in Maryland because they just don't care. Okay? They can get away with whatever they want. Because it's a supermajority. It's one-party dominant rule. You don't have a legitimate opposition party. Not when they're sending out recruitment notices 10 days before the deadline. I mean, that pretty much tells you everything you need to know about the organization. They need some fresh blood at the top. I mean, really fresh blood. Our good friend, Dr. Melissa Segev, and her team at Audiology Associates take their jobs very seriously when it comes to hearing. And making sure that your hearing is up to snuff. And I would recommend that, much like you do a physical exam or your eye exam, make a hearing exam. At least, get one. If you're over 50 or whatever, it's probably a good idea to get one anyway. So you'd have a benchmark hearing test. So you can know exactly where your hearing is today, especially if you're asymptomatic. If you're having any kind of problems hearing, could be earwax, could be something else, could be an infection. But you want to make sure that you document your hearing loss so you know exactly what you're dealing with for the future, because hearing loss can cause problems way down the road. So schedule your appointment at one of their 10 locations today at AAIAudiology.com. That's AAIAudiology.com. And tell them that I told you to sign up. We'll see you. John Myrick is coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The backing of Senator Susan Collins of Maine gives Senate Republicans a slim majority supporting the Save America Act, the aim to make sure that only U.S. citizens can vote in federal elections. However, Republican reluctance to eliminate the filibuster could block the Save America Act from becoming law. Now, GOP backers of nuking the filibuster argue that the Democrats will surely take that step if and when they regain control of Congress. No clear path to ending the partial government shutdown as lawmakers dig in over DHS oversight.
Lawmakers and the White House offering no signs of compromise in their battle over oversight of federal immigration officers. That impasse has led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security. A partial government shutdown began Saturday after congressional Democrats and President Trump's team failed to reach a deal on legislation to fund the department through September. Congress is on recess until February 23rd, and both sides appear dug into their positions. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigators are analyzing DNA found on a glove discovered not far from the home of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy.
Officials revealed this discovery days after investigators released surveillance videos of a masked person. Those videos show that masked person outside of Guthrie's front door of her Tucson home. Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her home on January 31st. Guthrie is the mother of NBC Today show host Savannah Guthrie.
And correspondent Andrew Stewart says Savannah has posted another video to Instagram telling the kidnappers that it's never too late to do the right thing. Secretary of State Rubio, now in Budapest, has signed a civilian nuclear cooperation deal. Rubio appearing alongside his Hungarian counterpart at that signing ceremony. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson
and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Been traveling in Anne Arundel County. Some new road work, and apparently it's emergency road work eastbound Route 100 at Quarterfield Road. And you'll see the flashing lights are going to take away the right lane. Not a big problem, but a heads up if you're traveling east on 100 now in that area, not far from I-97. That's a big wreck if you're going south towards Kings Dominion and down towards Richmond this morning. Several lanes are still blocked on I-95 southbound at the 92-mile marker, and now the backup is several miles on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking more clouds than sunshine today with highs in the cool mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 30s. More clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
35 degrees in Pikesville and 36 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer is asking the County Council to hold an emergency session Tuesday regarding a possible ICE office in Hunt Valley. Klossmeyer says the General Services Administration has leased office space, and while there's no word on how it will be used, the Council should consider legislation for necessary and appropriate guardrails. The County Executive says in Baltimore County, every resident deserves to live, work, worship, and attend school without fear that their family will be torn apart or their daily life disrupted without warning. A 19-year-old man is facing charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a 14-year-old boy in Aberdeen last month. According to the Baltimore Sun, DeMond Griffin is charged with first-degree assault and several gun-related crimes for pointing the stolen firearm at the teen during an argument in early January. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 098. The pick 4, 2412. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Early impressions of Pete Alonso as he continues to lead the Birds on and off the field. This from GM Mike Elias.
Pete's just been amazing with the way he's kind of embraced the new organization and coming in as the splashy signing and the veteran, and he's brought an energy level. He's very vocal. There's a lot of fun. He works really, really hard, and the whole group can see it right out of the chute in spring training, and I just think he's really happy the fit here with this organization.
Alonso will lead the Birds this morning. First full squad workout underway in about an hour. MLB's pitch rigging scandal keeps getting worse, with news leaking that Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase threw a rigged pitch in the 2024 AL playoff game. Clase texted in code about throwing quote-unquote rocks at quote-unquote roosters as part of the scheme that spanned multiple seasons. Daytona 500 yesterday, a 20-car pileup costing Denny Hamlin a shot at his fourth trip to victory lane. Tyler Reddick ultimately taking advantage.
Trying for the win, and Reddick to the top side. He's got help. Riley Herbst, his teammate. Reddick drops to the bottom. Alongside Elliott, in the wall goes Herbst, and Tyler Reddick comes to the line.
Wow.
A shower of sparks behind him.
Call on Fox. Reddick edging out Chase Elliott as he crashes on the final lap. And by the way, only Cale Yarborough and Richard Petty have won at Daytona more than three times. Yarborough four, and Petty the all-time record at seven. Football news, former Ravens D coordinator Zach Orr has landed in Seattle as inside linebackers coach under Mike McDonald. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baylor University making NCAA history. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is fast becoming one of the dominant issues in this election cycle here in the state of Maryland, where we will elect and or re-elect a governor. Later on this year, primaries coming up in June. The general is in November. And Maryland's energy crisis continues to have vaulted to, if not the top issue, one of the top three. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Republican gubernatorial candidate John Myrick. John, good morning. Welcome back.
Sean, thanks for having me on again.
It is our pleasure. And so what specifically is your approach to resolving the looming, and now it's here, this energy crisis that we're all suffering from in the state of Maryland?
Well, first off, we need to roll back a lot of the current governor's absolutely abysmal green energy policies. That is clearly driving energy prices through the roof for every Marylander. PJM said in their report in November that they attribute the 1,012% increase in electricity costs in Maryland directly to his bad policies. So we're going to start with that by doing things like dealing with the owners of the power plants that have been shuttered, to see if we can incentivize them to retrofit those plants to burn clean natural gas, so we can get them back online in a fairly rapid manner, which will obviously increase the capacity, which will then draw down prices. We'll also work with Calvert Cliffs about increasing their nuclear reactor output there, and work with micronuclear technology companies, some of which are located here in Maryland, like X Energy out in Gaithersburg, who's at the forefront of micronuclear technology in the country. They're telling us that they can help put micronuclear reactors here in Maryland, which is green energy, that run on thorium, which is an element that is not weaponized, or you can't weaponize it, and they can actually turn us into an energy producer rather than an energy importer in a very short period of time.
So over the weekend, Governor Moore announced rather proudly that he was able to get PJM to cap any increases until 2030 on the grid. What's your reaction to that, and what could that mean short-term and long-term?
Well, I mean, that's wonderful that he's finally managed to do something. He's had 3 years to work on this problem at this point. And for him now to get with PJM and cap energy increases does nothing to drive down the current energy prices that Marylanders are paying. Marylanders now pay the highest utility costs in the nation. And then again, that's a direct result of bad energy policy coming out of this administration.
Would you repeal the Empower charge on the BGE bills?
Absolutely. I mean, that's got to go. That's going to drive down prices. But, I mean, again, one of the biggest factors in all of our energy bills here in Maryland is the delivery and distribution charge that you see on that. And that's because Maryland imports over 50% of our electricity now from states like Pennsylvania and West Virginia, who produce electricity using coal. So they've got the electricity, we don't. And until we can increase Maryland's energy production capacity, we're going to be at the mercy of these other states, and that's going to lead to higher distribution costs.
Would you reintroduce or try to get a bill passed in the Maryland General Assembly that would allow people to choose once again their electric or gas companies, which ones they would like to choose?
Again, I think that's an outstanding course of action. The simple fact is that when you create a monopoly, once again, you are incentivizing companies to charge whatever they'd like. When you take that choice away from the Maryland consumer, you are putting them at the mercy of a monopoly. And in this country, we frown upon monopolies. That's why we have federal antitrust laws.
I'm more with John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate. We're talking about energy here in just a moment. Right now, update on traffic and weather on the threes. And here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report in Adirondack County about 10 minutes ago of emergency road work eastbound Route 100 at Quarterfield Road. I'm looking right at the camera here at I-97 and 100. So it's not a backup there, but it's nearby this ramp at I-97. So just a heads up, they'll be in the right lane on the eastbound side. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear, still running just fine with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today. Highs in the mid-40s. Tonight we're in the low 30s again. Things start warming up tomorrow up into the 50s. 35 right now in Middle River, 36 in Millersville. On our newsmaker hotline is John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate running in this cycle. And John, over the weekend I saw on social media several delegates pointing to a local grocery store in the Baltimore region whose bill went from $37,000 to $57,000 a month. That's a $20,000 a month increase in 1 month for their utility bills. Again, it's not only affecting residents, but small businesses, commercial enterprises are also feeling the pinch here. And it's just a matter of time before they have to pass these costs on to consumers and customers. And, what can be done in the short term to alleviate some of these high charges?
Well, again, in the short term, I'm not really sure that this governor is capable of doing anything at this point. The bottom line here is his Public Service Commission allowed these rate increases. A lot of these rate increases were proposed to them as far back as August of 2024, when BGE went before them and requested a $580 million rate increase, and they rubber-stamped that. Well, we're now feeling those effects, and as you pointed out, the grocery store that's bills increase from $37,000 to $57,000, grocery stores typically run at about a 2.5% profit margin. So there's no way they can absorb that kind of jump in their expenses in a month without passing it along to the consumer. You know, this governor keeps blaming the federal administration for high prices here in Maryland. This is a prime example of why prices continue to climb here in Maryland, because as you pointed out, these businesses cannot absorb this. They are going to have to eventually pass these increases in cost along to the consumer. And that makes everything more expensive for Marylanders. And Marylanders are already hurting. We're going to bring some relief to that. My lieutenant governor candidate with me, Dr. Brenda Cham, and I, we have real solutions to real Maryland problems that are going to help Marylanders.
You mentioned the word monopoly, and that's basically what we have going on right now. We have a monopoly of one-party rule in Annapolis throughout the state. and basically we now have given BGE a monopoly. What would you propose be done about that? How do we create an environment of competition when you have one company, one corporation who's dominating everything? It's certainly not good for customers.
Well, again, as you said, we need to repeal the law that took effect last year that took away Marylanders' opportunity to shop for their utility costs. Marylanders did not have these problems last year, if you notice. I mean, prices were increasing on energy, yes, but they weren't going up exponentially like they are now because Marylanders had a choice. And companies like BGE and Exelon understood that they had to compete and they had to keep their prices competitive. Well, that restriction is no longer there. So when you take away Marylanders' right to be able to shop around and do comparison shopping, you put them at the mercy of these monopoly companies such as BGE is now. We need to change that. We will work to repeal that law. We will give Marylanders choice again because it's the right thing to do.
John, do you think that this move by Governor Moore and getting PJM to cap the increases for the next 4 years, is it political?
Of course.
And I ask that because, you know, he'll be out of office by then, by 2030. Are you concerned about when the caps are lifted, what might happen to costs, in 2030 and beyond?
Well, again, the costs are going to, if we do nothing as far as energy production here in the state of Maryland, the costs are going to exponentially increase again once those rate caps are lifted 4 years from now. So we have a window of opportunity to fix this problem now. And as our next governor, I will do that. As I said, we will increase the electricity production capacity through retrofitting plants and having them burn clean natural gas, which Maryland has an abundance of. We will supplement the solar efforts of the state, which are ridiculous right now, thinking that we can actually replace fossil fuel burning plants with solar when the technology is not mature enough. But we will work towards that as well. And we will introduce micronuclear and we will increase reactor capacity at Calvert Cliffs and we will drive down energy prices. We have 4 years to do that. And I am absolutely confident that we can cut energy costs in half within the next 4 years once I'm in office.
All right, listeners want more information to volunteer to donate or just more on your platform. Where do they go, John?
They can follow us on social media or they can go to our website, which is johnmyrick4mdgovernor.org. That's johnmyrick4mdgovernor.org. Our calendar's on there. We've got 17 events planned for this week already. And again, this is while both Brenda and I are working full-time jobs. We will be out at 17 different locations this week alone. I'll be in Annapolis tonight at the three different locations this evening. So we are out there every day trying to meet Marylanders, listen to what is important to them, and to let them know that we have common sense, logical solutions to fix every problem here in Maryland. These are not difficult to fix. It just takes a governor who wants to actually do that. And we will.
Very good. John Myrick, running for governor here in the state of Maryland as a Republican. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
John, I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Our pleasure. Day 21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
WCBM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community. And I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Tell us more about the program, Victoria.
Absolutely. So Lori and Harmony Park has a very unique feature in our memory care, and it's called a multi-sensory room. So a multi-sensory room is a space that is very unique, because it actually is meant to de-escalate a resident who has what I like to call expressive behaviors. Expressive behaviors are when someone is getting escalated and they can't communicate the same way that you or I can, just because their brain has had some sort of deterioration and their communication style is going to be different. So you'll see someone start to get upset, start maybe hitting a table or fidgeting. These are called expressive behaviors. a lot of places will use what's called a anti-psychotropic medication to try to de-escalate them. We want to try to use them minimally. And with that being said, we need to have a space to help use them less. And so studies have found that a multi-sensory room, if you bring them in, can be extremely calming. So it includes things like low lighting, bubble tubes, fidget toys, things like that can actually get out some of that energy. So that way you're not seeing as much expressive behavior from them. And these are typically used at a time of day called sundowning, usually later around like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's found to be extremely helpful in minimizing behaviors in residents and using less medication for them. If you have a loved one who you've seen this in and you want some more information, please feel free to take a look at our website. That would be LorianAssistedLiving.com. You can get some phone numbers for the community you're interested in or reach out to our chat bot, and we'll follow up with you for more information.
And don't forget, for the new memory park at Harmony Hall, log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
8:23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Just looking around and got up here to the Topside Beltway in Pikesville, and the inner loop is really slow right here at the JFX and Green Springs. I don't know what it is. It doesn't take much, just even a broken down vehicle. They may be removing some snow or anything up there around the ramp at the JFX. But over at the expressway itself, there's nothing on the Beltway going from there over towards 83. So right now, if you're coming over from Park Heights Avenue, when you get to Green Spring, you'll have some brake lights there. And whatever the situation is, ends as you start down the hill to the JFX and then over towards I-83. Still clear, good to go at both the tunnels. Emergency road work heads up out of Arundel County. They're blocking the right lane eastbound Route 100 at Quarterfield Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy today, mid 40s, low 30s tonight. Things warm up tomorrow, low 50s in the mid to upper 50s by Wednesday or Thursday. Right now, 36 and windy in Ocean City. It's 36 in downtown Baltimore. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, comes America 250, our birthday celebration update.
America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It's on the state in history, 1741. Ben Franklin begins publishing the General Magazine, an historical chronicle for all the British plantations in America. Wouldn't be long before the British was removed from that descriptive adjective there. It's on this day in 1760, Native American hostages were killed in Fort Prince George, South Carolina, in a hostage situation there. Elsewhere, it's on this day in 1804, U.S. Navy Lieutenant Stephen Decatur raids Tripoli Harbor and burns the Navy frigate Philadelphia after it is seized by pirates in Tripoli. 1861, Abraham Lincoln
stops his train in Westfield on his way to Washington to thank 11-year-old Grace Bedell in person. Grace's advice to President Lincoln was to grow a beard to get more votes, which he did. 1933, a patent for the synthetic fiber nylon was awarded to DuPont. And a little Olympic history, 1984, Bill Johnson becomes the first American male downhill skier to win an Olympic gold medal. His mother, D.B. Johnson, told UPI, "I'm just so proud of him, I could burst." And only, again, a mother's pride is just amazing. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, so it is, we look at it. By the way, thanks to John Meyer coming on. Dan Cox will be with us on Wednesday of this week at the same time. We'll hear his ideas, solutions for the energy crisis here in Maryland. Tomorrow on the program, Pat Dyer, he's running for county executive. He's going to join us to talk about this emergency session that Kathy Klassmeyer has called for on this alleged home or facility in ICE that ICE wants to build or purchase in Timonium. And that right now, I don't have any facts on that. That's just a rumor, and that's what they're, but we have an emergency session based on the rumor, so we got that going coming as well. So all going to be a very busy week here on Casey and Company as we get ratcheted up, because we are now 8 days from the filing deadline here in Maryland. Next Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. is the deadline for filing for office. And it's something that, you know, you look at it, and there are still tons of vacant positions where Republicans are not challenging the Democrats. I'm not asking Republicans to challenge other Republicans, but certainly get into the race, you know, for Democrats, although it might be a good idea as well if that Republican is, you know, of the Rhino persuasion. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that, again, Rescue Orosine is your energy boosting supplement that is not going to lead to that artificial stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system and the crash that comes after that. And we see that with sugar. It's a sugar crash. Sugar buzz, and then comes the crash. And that's what's in a lot of caffeine, of course. You got the caffeine itself, which is a stimulant. Then you have people all put sugar in the caffeine. Then you got the energy drinks that go along with it. Lots of sugar in those. Colas and sodas with lots of sugar and caffeine. This is all natural. And it's fuel at the cellular level. It helps to regulate your blood pressure. It's going to give you sustainable energy throughout the day. Right now, you can buy one, get one free of Rescue Orosine by using the coupon code MYENERGY. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log online at res-q.com. 8:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says there will be some temporary road closures and parking restrictions in effect for today's Black History Month parade. The parade starts at noon from the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Utah Street, and spectators should arrive early and use public parking facilities in surrounding areas. The city says all posted parking restrictions will be strictly enforced and vehicles parked in violation will be ticketed and towed. Drivers in the area should be aware of temporary traffic stops for the safety of parade participants. Motorists should expect delays and are encouraged to use alternate routes. A town hall meeting with Maryland Governor Wes Moore aired on CBS television Sunday night. During the program that was recorded last week, the governor said he's not considering a run for the White House in 2028. When asked about ICE operations, Moore criticized the Trump administration, but added that more needed to be done during the Biden administration. He says Congress must pass comprehensive immigration reform. The governor also spoke about the Epstein files, saying there must be accountability and the lack of transparency and justice has been staggering. On local matters, the governor talked about mid-cycle redistricting. He's asking the state Senate to debate and discuss the proposed map. The Maryland House has approved the measure, but it has hit a bump in the Senate. Moore also spoke about the cost of living in Maryland, pointing to high housing and energy costs. And two people are dead and a third is injured after separate weekend shootings in Baltimore.
It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The inner loop is still slow right here at Greenspring. And again, we don't have any reason why. No reports from the state police, no reports from the county. But there is definitely a slowdown right here at Greenspring. It gets better as you start down the hill to the JFX and then over towards I-83. Could just be a broken down vehicle grabbing some attention there, but you have a brake light activity now. You have to be prepared for that as you're traveling through Pikesville headed east to Park Heights Avenue right at Greenspring. You'll slow there and then get better towards the JFX and over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking more clouds than sunshine today with highs in the cool mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows falling back into the low 30s. More clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, do the Orioles have a legit shot at making hay in the crowded American League East? Recently acquired right-hander Chris Bassitt was at the top of the heap last year in Toronto. Asked what it takes to get there.
The biggest thing, obviously, is just the talent in the room. You have to have the talent in the room, in which this team checks that box. And then you have to be tougher than any other team. Like, you have to... On and off the field, you have to do things right, and then you have to push each other. You have to look out for each other.
First full squad workout this morning in Sarasota. First Grapefruit League game will be Friday against the Yankees. Meanwhile, just up the road in Daytona, Tyler Reddick with an extremely emotional win in the Great American Race yesterday.
I know. Last year was really hard for all of us, hard for me. When you're a cup driver and you get to this level and drive for Michael Jordan, you know, it's expected you win every single year. And
in October of 25, it was revealed that Reddick's newborn son, Rookie, was diagnosed with a tumor in his chest that was affecting his heart. On the professional side, Reddick went winless for the entire 2025 season. Can't let the morning slip by without mentioning this. College baseball, Baylor University senior Tyce Armstrong did something Friday night that only one other player had done in the history of NCAA baseball.
Hold up, Tyce, and he swings it, hits a ball deep to left field. Back goes the left fielder. Look it up. It's gone! No way! It is out of here! The game is over. They walk it off. That is nuts. That is absolutely nuts.
That call on ESPN Plus in his first game with the Bears, Tyce Armstrong joins Louisville's Jim LaFontaine as the only players in NCAA history to hit three grand slams in the same game. No Major League Baseball player has ever done that. 13 have hit two, including three Orioles, Jim Gentile in 1961, Frank Robinson in 1970, and Chris Hoyles in 1998. On this day in sports history, got two for you. February 16th, 1970, Smokin' Joe Frazier becomes the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
Frazier giving it to him and giving it to him. Right there. A left that missed. Another right. Down goes Ellis. Down goes Ellis.
The late, great Howard Cosell had the call on ABC. Smokin' Joe's TKO of Jimmy Ellis in five rounds at Madison Square Garden claims the WBA title. He already had held the WBC title. And then 10 years later, February 16th of 1980, the U.S. Olympic men's hockey team continued its march to history.
Morrow over to Pavlich. Pavlich, a good pass ahead to Davey Silk. Silk having trouble controlling. Gets spun around.
taken away, but there is Pavlich who gets it back to Schilt, who scores! Davey Schilt from Mark Pavlich.
The U.S. would go on to beat Norway 5-1 in the third game of the Lake Placid Winter Games, bringing their group record at that point to 2-0-1. The time now is 8:37 when we return greatest sports feats in American history.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Greatest sports feats in American history. Doesn't the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team in 1980, what they did, have to be ranked
number one?
Yeah.
It's for me the number one. Because when you think about it, I just finished Boys of 80 on Netflix, the documentary. It's excellent. I highly recommend it. A lot of the guys like Michael Ruzioni and Mark Johnson and Dave Christian, a lot of these guys are still around. Jim Craig, the goaltender, and it's great to see their perspective
40 years later or more.
And the difference in the movie where Kurt Russell played Herb Brooks, and
which was a great movie.
It was a great movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, but they took some creative license with it. For instance, the locker room speech that Kurt Russell gives was much longer than Herb Brooks gave in the actual locker room that day. So, and you understand, they really, to me, a team of young college amateurs going against the most professional and the best team in the world was just incredible.
Not only that, but nobody knew who they were.
Right.
The game wasn't even on live. It was on tape delay.
Right.
It made the career of Al Michaels, I would think, at that point, right? But also, just maybe even more importantly,
you know who his color guy was that was with him?
I don't.
Ken Dryden.
Ken Dryden. Wow, what a great name from the past that is. And just the fact that, you know, they seeped into our consciousness. Like, you know, nobody knew him in 1980, but now everybody knows him today.
Well, what's great in the documentary, it starts in that first game against Norway. No, Sweden, I think, was the first game. They tied.
Yeah.
Right. So Sweden was the first game. There was nobody in the hall. There was nobody in the ice rink at all. Nobody knew him. Nobody really cared. And everybody had them losing, not even getting a medal. In fact, they were predicted to finish 7th or 8th that year.
Right.
And then they started winning, and they started gelling, and the magic started to happen, including that left wrist shot from Ruzioni to put us up 4-3 with 10 minutes to go. It was the longest 10 minutes I've ever seen in any game. And the clock just started, it was like frozen in time.
So much tension. And also just the politics of it all.
Yep.
Yeah. 1980.
Right.
You've got the Ayatollah doing that thing, and you've got the Russians, the Cold War, etc. Just everything involved.
It was perfect.
Do you think we can win the Olympic gold? Because we haven't won the Olympic gold since.
I think we can. The problem is Canada is loaded.
Loaded.
They have the top three scorers in the NHL in again, they just got incredible talent. But we've got the Tkachuk brothers. And anything is possible with and Connor Hellebuck, the goalie for the U.S. team, he's playing lights out right now. So we've got a shot.
Tom Wilson, though, is feisty for Canada.
He's going to be sitting out a game.
Well, right, but not eventually.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, he is feisty.
Can't wait.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 8:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And we were talking about energy here just moments ago with John Myrick. And I want to play a quick montage of this is how it sounds in Annapolis, at Baltimore City Hall, all over the state of Maryland. People are upset at their BGE bills.
It's $975.22. There is no way I can afford to pay these bills. They're not sustainable. And I shouldn't have to choose between oxygen and having heat. Sometimes I turn my heat off just to keep my oxygen going because of the bill. Y'all gotta stop it. You just gotta stop.
I have a prescription that I need to fill. It's $141. But I refuse to refill that prescription simply because my BGE bill is extremely high. And you have to choose what you're gonna do. Either you're gonna fill the prescription, you're going to eat, or you pay the bill. One of the two. So you have to choose between those things. You have to decide. And those decisions are very hard to make.
Over the summer, we had 6 outages, extensive outages. Many people lost groceries and so on. And when I opened my bill in January of this year, I was completely shocked to find what I found was a $455 bill for my small family. I have a 3-year-old daughter and a wife. Today's her birthday, and I'm here in front of the city council because it's very important to be here. But so I drilled into my bill a little bit, because this is the thing. That's up there, and that's been there for a while. Gas rates 3 times the rate of inflation since 2010. How could Baltimoreans prepare for this? We couldn't, because when you open your bill and you look at it, it's complex. It's got all these therm factors and multiplication factors, and I cannot make sense of it, and I'm an analytical person. So
the bill I received for the billing period, December 23rd to January 24th.
Yeah, and that's what it sounds like. And now you heard about the grocery store in Dundalk, $57,000 bill, $20,000 more than it was last month. Coming up next, we'll tell you, Governor tax and spend more is taking a victory lap. We'll tell you why, and reaction to a House Bill 1. And what the Democrats are proposing to fix the problem, which is just going to make it worse. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're looking at the backup still here. It's actually gotten a little bit worse on the inner loop towards Green Spring, and then from there to the JFX, down the hill to the JFX, and then over towards 83. Still don't know exactly what's causing this or what they're looking at. It's beyond the camera range. All I can tell you is when you get to the bottom of the hill at the JFX, the backup is gone. But right here at Green Spring, it's just crawling very much slow on the inner loop. Either a broken down vehicle, maybe a minor accident. The median here on the Beltway is very wide. The right lane kind of exits to the JFX south. So again, I don't know exactly what they're looking at. If the state highway could be working in there, it's hard to say. But you have a backup through Pikesville on the eastbound side. Eastern Shore in Queenstown, there's a new wreck just coming in, 301, just north of the split at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, mid-40s. Right now, we're already sunny and 34 in Reisterstown and 36 in Severn. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a grocery store, by the way, feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A grocery store cashier with special needs named Michael Mastrangelo has worked at the same Publix store as a supermarket in Georgia for a decade. People love him so much, they line up and wait 40 minutes just to go through his checkout lane. His store just did a big fundraiser for the Special Olympics, and he single-handedly raised over $30,000 in less than a week. Here's Michael, his mom, and his favorite customers talking about his hard work.
Just so happy to be here. Every day to work.
They will wait 30, 40 minutes just to get Michael's line. It means everything. I'm so proud of him. Michael is a people person. He is always happy, upbeat.
As soon as I walk in the door, I look for him.
He's one of the few people I trust.
I can't believe I did 31,603 by myself at my register. My personal goal is crazy, and I did that in 6 days. I love this whole community, and everybody loves and supports me.
How about a great story? And it's brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
So over the weekend, we heard from Governor Moore, and he's taken a victory lap, and his press release says he has secured a win from PJM, saving Marylanders from billions on our electric bills.
Hey, Maryland, you see this?
few weeks ago, I led a group of Democratic and Republican governors to the White House, where we all stood in unison, demanding that PJM cap their prices. Well, team, they heard us. Energy bills have been too unpredictable for Maryland families. And this announcement will keep a ceiling on prices and protect our people from spikes. It's a direct result of leaders from across the region working together and standing up to PJM. And I want to thank the Democratic and Republican governors, as well as the White House, for fighting for what's right on this issue. Because the market should work for our people and not against them. It's real progress towards protecting Marylanders and lowering costs. But there's still more to do, like PJM greenlighting projects faster and giving the states a greater seat at the table. But we are thankful for this important decision.
So what actually has Governor Moore done? Well, you've got the Next Generation Energy Act that authorized last year $200 million in direct relief to Maryland ratepayers. Here's how that works. You got the $40 credit in March and the $40 credit in November on your BGE bill. That's taking from a taxpayer-funded CEF fund. And so basically they take out of your left pocket, and then they give it right back to you in your right pocket, okay? And they did it again this year with local Lower Bills and Local Power Act of 2026. Same thing, $40. I just got my $40 refund on my bill, which took my bill from like $400 down to like $360 or whatever it was. But again, we've already paid this money out in taxes. They're just giving us our money back and pretending they're giving us rate relief. That's bogus. It's gaslighting. It's deceitful. And then there's the Maryland Democrats' top plan for high BGE bills. It was reported by the Baltimore Banner. That is on HB1. It's aimed at capping corporate executive money at BGE at $260,000. After that, they could still pay more, but it would have to come out of their profits. But they did the math on all this, on the bonuses and how it works, and it comes down to this. The bill would save the average BGE customer $1.70 per bill, or $20 a year, and after they amended it to exclude certain employees and types of compensation, the BGE number crunchers estimate the average, ready for this? Average residential energy customer would save 80 cents per bill, or $9.60 a year. Delegate Lauren Erickson of Harford County isn't buying it.
Okay, folks. So Governor Moore is currently doing a victory lap because PJM just announced that they will be capping the increases in energy for a decade. So currently we are hemorrhaging. We have a massive wound. We're hemorrhaging like $1,000 bills for single family homes in the state of Maryland. And Governor Moore's victory lap is because guess what, guys? We're going to maintain that level of hemorrhaging for a decade. Hope you can make it. We're not lowering any bills. We're just making sure that the excruciating bills you're already paying stay like that for a decade. Oh my God, you can't make this stuff up. Sir, please sit down. There is no victory laps permitted for this. This is like putting a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. Please, enough already. You just can't make this stuff up.
Now, she's absolutely right. It's like this. You're still going to be in pain. It's going to hurt. It just won't hurt as bad as it could if these, it could be more painful, but you're still going to be in pain for at least the next 4 years. Thanks for nothing, Maryland Democrats. Up next, a teacher from Montgomery County testifies against TPUSA and reports them to Child Protective Services.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through 7 blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Need smarter office IT? print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDoceo.com.
It's Rob Carson. I want you with me June 11th for the Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour. We leave WCBM at 8 in the morning and head to the Gettysburg Visitor Center and Museum. We enjoy lunch at the Dobbin House and take a guided battlefield tour that brings the heroism and sacrifice of Gettysburg. Seats are limited and they will go quickly, so get yours right now at WCBM.com. Thursday, June 11th for an unforgettable day in Gettysburg with WCBM.
Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
Sean, can I just respond? Earlier, you're talking about the Maryland GOP. And, you know, it's just amazing. So they're saying now they'll help anybody 10 days out when you have to make a major life decision. And people need a lot more time to make that kind of a call. But yet they will run their own party members against candidates who have already filed in a seat. So why didn't Adam Wood pick, if there's all these races where there's no Republicans, why didn't he pick one of those? Or why didn't they, maybe he doesn't live there, but maybe send someone else. So it's just, I don't know. Is it inefficiency? Is it being stupid? Is it controlled opposition? I don't know. And I got the chance to talk to a lot of people, you know, who are either candidates or members of other county parties around the state the last month, and I heard the same thing. They don't get help from the state party, and they ask for it. So I don't know why they're offering to help people that aren't running, but you've already got people and other parties in the county who are asking for help, and they're not getting it.
That's a great point. I think you hit it. Controlled opposition. I think that's exactly what it is. Nobody can be this incompetent. Nobody can be this inefficient. It's got to be controlled opposition. That's the only thing that makes sense.
So, you're right. We need a clean house.
All right.
Which we did try to do 4 years ago in the state party leadership, but maybe we need to try again.
We will see. 8:53 traffic weather on the threes. Speaking of cleaning house, don't invite Chuck Whitaker's over to your house because your pantry will be raided. Never be the same again.
I hate when you lead into me with speaking, of course, in confidence. And everything. And then I think, uh-oh.
All right, Chuckles, what's happening?
All right, one of our listeners, bless their heart, you know, we kept saying we didn't know what this was on the Beltway. They went by it. It is a wreck on the inner loop before the ramp at the JFX. It's off to the side. They're looking at it, and there is a backup as you're coming east, Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue. When you get to Green Spring, there's a slowdown. It runs from there to the scene. You start down the hill to the JFX, pick up the speed over towards 83, and after that, no problems at all. But that one area on the Beltway right now was a wreck on the shoulder area, and that's the only late problem on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are good to go. The late ride towards the Capitol Beltway with a federal holiday today, no problems at all. 95 to Parkway, Route 29, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
525 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-40s, overnight temps in the low 30s tonight, and it's going to warm up tomorrow through Thursday, so hang in there for that. 36 right now in Parkville, 37 downtown Baltimore. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next, and actually Kim's been devoting the entire 3 hours to the Obama statement that he believes there are real aliens.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to talk about today. What a joke. Oh, my gosh. I did see where he and Michelle Obama was at the NBA All-Star game. Right. And everybody was cheering. And, of course, everybody's posting about it online. It's like, you know, this false reality so many people have that he was this great president. I did not see any of that. And I am somebody that, you know, I was on the other side. I voted for him in 2008. And I was so disenchanted that I switched parties in 2009. That's how upset I was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was ridiculous. Yeah.
He had that effect on a lot of people.
Yeah. No, seriously. I just want to say real quick, great points by Kristen and the MDGOP. You know, this happens a lot, unfortunately. Like, even tomorrow, I'll be at another candidate event. You know what? I show up at these events, and I don't go to many of them, Sean.
Right.
But you know who's never there? Anybody from the state party for any of these candidates. And that's a great point. I just wanted to point that out. Also, you know, I was thinking about this. Savannah Guthrie, real quick. A lot of people are very, you know, they're over it, you know, at this point with Nancy Guthrie and the abduction case. And I get this. But I was just thinking about this a minute ago, Sean. There hasn't really been a search party for Nancy. And I think that's odd. Because usually when somebody goes missing, right, doesn't the family get together or people in the neighborhood and they'll go and search at least around the last location in which they were and they know it was at the house. I think this whole thing has been handled so strangely from the very beginning.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I think there's the break in this case is going to come from this DNA found inside the glove. So I don't know if they're going to hit on it or not, but they'll start being able to narrow things down. But you're right. Normally, especially when it's a missing child, you see, you know, groups of people get together and they just comb the neighborhood, comb the woods, wherever they can.
I was thinking of Dakari Thompson, the young lady that was killed by the illegal. Remember, her family and friends were out there searching for her. I feel like that's odd. Anyways, I will go past that. I did want to talk, obviously, about Governor Wes Moore and his big town hall on CBS. Wow, that was great, wasn't it? So much truth
there. But he's
not
running. He's not running.
No, he's not running. Not running. That's actually the question of the day. Do they believe him now? And then, of course, I do have Kathy Schlega, the delegate Kathy Schlega, delegate Ryan Araki joining us at 9:35. We'll talk about the 287G ban and so much more in Annapolis. And I want to get into some of the local stories. You know, it was a very dangerous weekend for Baltimore City. You saw teenagers that were shot and killed. A gentleman was found in a vacant home, deceased. So we're going to get into
police
some of
officer
the
was struck by a vehicle.
You know what? And it's kind of like a Renee Good situation, right?
Right.
He was struck, and his instinct
and he
was
fired
to,
a shot.
Yeah, to fire a
we
shot.
We still don't know why, but he did discharge his firearm.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I noticed there weren't any riots about it, but, you know, we'll still talk about it.
Right.
Thanks.
There she is, stirring things up again. Kim Klasick live coming up next. All right, so down in Calvert County, apparently a woman by the name of Nancy Krause, we now know she's a teacher in Montgomery County. Why she was in Calvert County, we don't know. But she apparently, TPUSA, that's the Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk organization, and their high school chapters, Club America, are student-led groups focused on entrepreneurship, limited government, traditional American values. I don't know if we have time today to do this. So I just misread the clock. So you know what? I'll save this for tomorrow because I think it's well worth you hearing what she did to that TPUSA chapter. Basically, she turned them into Child Protective Services for some strange reason. All right? So there we have it. Again. All right. I need a professional time manager is what I need. Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. And Michael and his firm, Marcia Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman, and all the other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries in the firm, put your recovery priority number one if you have been injured in a serious automobile accident and you have a serious injury. And it does happen more frequently than one would imagine. And you do need that professional legal advice, someone to represent you so you can focus on getting better. Back to your family, back to your job, back to running your business, all the important priorities in life. And that's exactly why the firm has designed all the things that they do, from the personal injury assistant app on the website to the 15 things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident. You download it, put it in your visor or your glove compartment, and put it above your visor. So if that does happen, you'll know what to do in a traumatic scenario. And it's very stressful, and that's the reason why you need these helpful reminders. So Michael and his firm, one of the top 10 law firms each and every year over the last 10 years on personal injury. And that's why they helped me, my family, immediate family, my extended family here at WCBM, and many others. So check them out, 410-363-6848, maflaw.com. Back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.